Okay, the tip is up, and it's controlled by Garen Catholic. Look at things going right away. It'll be in the backcourt now to Cardinal. Cardinal gets the ball back to the backcourt high on the outside as we set up and reload the offense. We'll go to Chandler. Chandler with the ball, top of the key. High on the outside, now to Cherry. He'll take it in the lane. It's going to be knocked away. The ball goes out of bounds. It'll go back to Northwood.
Again, Cherry thought he had an opportunity, and then Tyler Rouse came over. He had nowhere to turn it over to, and he did turn it over. Now a little token pressure shown by the Eagles.
So we'll bring it up over the line and see what Triton or the Northwood could do, though. And, you know, you take a look at all the combination of the different schools that Northwood has played in our area. There have been a lot of them, and that makes us more near and dear to them because more people know who these guys are. We'll bring it back to the outside. It'll be into Rouse. Rouse bobbled the ball momentarily, tried to get it back. The ball's going to be loose. They'll pick it back up. Northwood does, and Brenner will have it. Brenner over to the left wing. Now the Wolf. Pass just a little bit to the left. Wolfie couldn't bring it in.
Well, what happened there? Cherry got a hand on it and changed the direction of that pass. And again, turnovers for each team to begin this game.
All ready to go now with Garen Catholic with another big chance. Bryson Cardinal brings the ball in. We'll bring it up over the line now. High on the outside, it comes to Sorensen. Sorensen with the ball back out straight away to Chandler. Chandler with the basketball on the baseline now. Looking for a little bit of help. They'll bring it back on the arc. High on the outer perimeter. It's a nice little lead inside. Oh, they got Cardinal open. But he fell down with the ball. That's going to be traveling.
Again, great help side defense for the Panthers. They put their claim to fame in terms of playing defense, and they forced some turnovers here early on.
Well, I think that just wasn't as wide open as maybe they thought it might be.
And again, both these teams showing some nerves here early on.
You not might know they would. You might know they would very well. The ball comes over to Wolf. Wolf with the basketball over to the left wing now. High on the outside to Rouse. That would be Tyler. Back out once again to Bontrager. Back straight away. So we'll set up Wolf. Wolf with the basketball brings it around the left wing now. It'll be picked up by Ian Rouse. Back top of the key over to the right side. Plenty of patience shown here trying to get a good shot. And Brenner will try that one. He got a three. To kick it off.
Great look, great screen, came off of it and drilled it from the right wing.
So it's now 3-0 as Garen Catholic will have the ball to try to get that back. We'll go over to the left wing. It'll be Chandler. Chandler now with the basketball, top of the key. Holds it up in the perimeter, looks inside. Nobody home there, so they go back out once again to the outside and go to Cherry. Cherry with the ball, top of the key. Double team in the outside. It's going to be taken away. It's a great combination of great defense, and it's going to be a personal foul on the floor. Going for the basketball and trying to get it up there was Tyler Rouse. He was part of that big steal with Wolf, and that will turn it back to Northwood. Went under the bucket.
He prevented from Rouse flushing it home, so Chandler picks up the turnover and the foul. Common foul, and Wolf will bring it in underneath for the Panthers.
Wolf for the ball. Looks long, looks over to the right side. Brenner again for three. Yeah! Bucket!
Cade Hyde early on, and the Panthers off to a quick 6-0 start.
Man, you get him going like that in the early part of the game, you got something very special. Ball in the backcourt, now to Chandler. Chandler with the basketball, holds it up in the right wing, and they go to Sorensen. They go over to the left corner. Deep in the left wing, they'll look for a little bit of help, and the ball's going to go out of bounds. It will go back to Garen Catholic.
Last touch by Wolf, but again, almost, again, Garen Catholic thinking they can turn the corner. They get up in the air, nowhere to go, and it's already cost two turnovers, nearly a third.
And the defense is on tonight from Northwood. You got to have the offense, but boy, as you said, the defense sets that up. Now, Garen Catholic will have the ball. They'll bring it back to Cardinal. High on the outside, it comes to Chandler. Chandler with the basketball. Chandler brings it over to the right wing. It'll be picked up by Cherry. Cherry with the ball top of the key. Cherry holds it up on the outside, looks for a little bit of help over to the left wing. It'll be picked up on the left wing to Chandler. Chandler with the ball over to the right side. Shot's going to be up for a long three. It's no good. The rebound underneath is going to be picked up now by Rouse, and we're going to get it back to the backside with Brenner.
Nobody got within 6 inches of how high Tyler Rouse reached up to grab that rebound.
Yeah, and that's a situation that's going to help them so much just as it has all season. And it's going to be a big inside play again by Brenner, and that gives him all the points. And Northwood leads it 8-0. We've got timeout, Garen Catholic.
We'll be back right after this on WRSW Sports.
Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating is highly committed to investing in high-tech equipment that is necessary to satisfy your needs. Their 30-plus years of experience lets quarter-inch thick or 1-inch thick by 8. Of course, Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating offers welding, mobile services, braking, punching, and shearing. Call 574-269-1804 for a free quote or immediate service. For more information, visit the website warsaweng.com.
News. news, sports, and weather every weekday on Classic Hits. 107.3 WRSW.
Cade Brenner, 8, and Coach Allen letting his team know did not like how they're doing things defensively. Early timeout for the Eagles, Rita, and they are yet to get on the scoreboard. We played 3 minutes.
So we'll bring it over the line and try to get that done if you're Garen Catholic. The basketball over to the left wing now. Back out straight away to the outside. It'll be Sorensen. Sorensen with the ball. Holds it up on the perimeter. Brings it back over to the right side. The look inside with the turnaround jumper. That's too hard. It won't go for Chandler, but the rebound is tracked down. It's going to be tracked down by Northwood and out of bounds as they tried to save it. Cardinal tried to get a hand on it to reel it in.
Tyler Rouse trying to get it to Ian Rouse, and Cardinal touched it as he tried to make the steal back. Again, token pressure for the Eagles, but Wolf has been able to handle it so far.
So Wolf has the ball. He'll bring it over to the right side, looking for a little bit of help. Holds it up on the left wing. It'll be picked up this time by Rouse, top of the key. It's going to be inside now. Back out once again. Brenner. Brenner with the ball. Goes inside. Tyler Rouse. Rouse takes a 16-footer. That's good. Oh.
The big man steps out, and they say, take a 17-footer, and Tyler says, thank you very much. And what a start for Northwood. Can they keep to continue it?
But I tell you, their shooting percentage has got to be way up to him. What does it show?
4 for 4.
That's pretty good. Hard to beat that. Shots up, and it will not go. It's batted around 2 or 3 times. We'll bring it back in the backcourt to Mearns. Mearns with the ball, brings it inside. Now, we'll see what they can do to reset. It will be Chandler. Chandler with the ball, brings it down low. Back on top of the key. Can't make it go. They'll bring it over to the left wing now. Holding it up in the deep left corner. Turning it, twisting it, trying to get some kind of an opening for Chandler. And they can't get it going, so he's going to have to bring it back out again. Nye takes it along the lane, and he got it good. That was a good move, and that was very good patience.
He got isolated against Rouse, and Rouse initially stopped him, but a good spin move by Chandler finally gets Garen on the board.
10-2 the count. 10-2. The ball over to the left wing. It's going to be Northwood's lead on their ball. Ian Rouse has it back out of his hands, and that's a personal foul.
Jack Cherry will pick up his first. Meanwhile, for Northwood, they've made a substitution. We mentioned J.J. Payne, their main guy, comes in off the bench. He did check in. And now we have a timeout with 3:22 to go. 3:23, make that to go in this first quarter. It's 10-2 Northwood. We're back in a minute on WRSW Sports.
First Source Bank is here to help you with your financial needs. For over 150 years, we've been a community bank offering strong, stable, and personal service to tailor the right solution for you. We're available in person by appointment, over the phone, and through drive-up lanes. That, with ATMs, online, and mobile banking apps, makes it very convenient to bank from wherever you are. Call, tap, swipe, or go online to firstsource.com. That's the number one, S-T, source.com. First Source Bank, member FDIC.
Terry and Julia Clemens of the Deaton Clemens Funeral Home in Bourbon and the Deaton Clemens Van Gilder Funeral Home in Plymouth are ready to serve you and your family in your time of need. Whether you need grief counseling, immediate services, or would like to know about planning, there are many options now. If you have questions, they can help. Carrying out your family's wishes is their priority. The Deaton Clemens Funeral Home in Bourbon and the Deaton Clemens Van Gilder Funeral Home in Plymouth will give you and your family compassionate care.
The Lake City Morning Show, weekdays at 6 on Classic Hits 107.3 WRSW.
Tim and Rita back here at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. 3:23 to go in this first quarter play. Northwood, perfect 4 for 4 from the field, 2 of 2 from the three-point arc. Garen Catholic just made their first shot there, 1 of 4, 0 of 1 from beyond the arc. Not many rebounds. Northwood with 2, Garen Catholic with just 1. Turnovers. 1 on Northwood, 3 for Garen Catholic, and Northwood has taken advantage of those turnovers, scoring 6 points compared to Garen Catholic with none. Each team with a basket in the paint, and Garen Catholic a second chance point. So a great start for Northwood, and they just want to keep working and working in this game because, again, we saw a team in Linton-Stockton who controlled much of the first half, and then Blackhawk came storming back. We haven't seen Northwood let up, and I don't think they're going to let up, but, again, this is the game where you just you got to take advantage of this great start.
And you know very good and well that Garen Catholic's not just going to let them beat them like a drum. This is a state championship. They're going to come back with some great plays like the last one that they had. So I think that if Northwood can keep the pressure on, that will help the cause, but you can't take your eye off of the goal, that's for sure.
J.J. Payne was in. He's now back out. After the timeout, is Bontrager back in for the Panthers.
Okay, we're set to go. It'll be Wolf for the entry. He'll go to the left wing now. It'll be picked up in the deep left corner. Tyler Rouse. Rouse gets the ball off the outside, to Bontrager. It's going to be knocked away. They keep it. He does keep it, but that was a struggle. And now Tyler Rouse gets around the defense and puts one up and in.
Again, ball loose. Northwood comes up with it. Rouse's second basket.
So we're looking now at a 12-2 count. Northwood with the lead over Garen Catholic. And we're looking at the clock. It's 2:58 left to go in the first quarter. Top of the key. Now we'll pick it up. It'll be Cherry. The ball goes inside. Now a little bit of a fight in the inside, trying to get the shot off. It won't go. Robert Sorensen got in there, and he's going to be fouled.
They'll say with the body and double check. They will say it is on Tyler Rouse. It's his first. And it will send Sorensen to the line, a 77% free throw shooter. As mentioned, their leading scorer coming into the day, and the junior will have two shots here.
About 15 points a game. Got it.
Garen Catholic will bring their first two subs in. And so in for them is Lucas Parker, 6'4 senior, and Ty Sanders, a 6'2 senior, checking out for the Eagles. They are Murrins along with Cherry.
Okay, one more coming his way. It's up and it's rattling in. He got that one too. So now it is 12-4. An 8-point lead for the Panthers. And they have the basketball in the backcourt. It'll go to Wolf. Wolf for the ball, not yet up over the 10-second line. Holds it up to the outside. Wolf for the basketball, works over to the right side with the bounce pass. Over to Ian Rouse. Rouse turns it around. Almost a 360, but saw his brother there. And he'll put it up, and they're going to have a hell of a ball. A good defensive play there. Very good by Bryson Cardinal.
Again, great dump off pass for Ian Rouse. So it looked like Tyler was going to be open for a flush, but Cardinal influenced that. And as you said, the owner possession goes back to the Panthers.
Bounce pass right side. Back out top of the key to Wolf. Wolf with the ball. Looks inside. Nobody home there. He'll go to Brenner. Long three is up. That's not going to be any good. Bontrager with a rebound. He'll try one up. That's going to be blocked on him. What's the call there? A hell ball.
And this time it does go back to Garen Catholic.
So that was really a good play again. Not going to give up on that inside movement.
Again, Northwood has a size advantage overall, but Garen Catholic does have a couple of big guys as well.
Chandler with the basketball brings it up over the line now. Sets up the play in the left wing. A 15-footer's up. It's partially blocked. It was blocked by Tyler Rouse, and it goes out of bounds. It will go back to Northwood.
Good tip out that time. Back in the game comes Cherry for the Eagles. And sitting down is Chandler for the first time. Northwood will bring it in with Bontrager in the far corner. He'll bring it into Wolf. And now with Chandler out, they pull off that token pressure.
So we'll bring it up over the line and set it up in the outside, working over to the left wing. We'll hold it up with a bounce pass. Nice call that time to Brenner, and he fought his way through there and got two.
That's the old pushdown play that they took from Warsaw High School under Al Rhodes, and it worked to perfection this time. Great finish by Brenner. He's got 10.
14-4 is the count, and Garen Catholic trying to find some way to get some points. We'll bring the ball over the top of the key. It'll be picked up in the outside. This time it'll be Parker. Parker with the ball. Goes over to the right wing on the bounce on the deep right corner. Take it away. Brenner with the steal. Brings it all the way down. Lays up two more. He is ready to roll tonight.
The future Huntington Forester. I did learn this week, Rhea, Ian Rouse is going to be a Grace Lancer, and that's a great get for Coach Moore.
Oh,
company.
My gosh. Is that a great get? Plus, you get a good crowd, too.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a duplicate on that one. The ball comes inside, back straight away to the outer perimeter now. We'll pick it up high on the outside. Long, but it's going to be a traveling violation. Robert Sorensen thought maybe he'd move closer, but he picked up his foot and he traveled.
The Rouse brothers again, the double team. And again, everybody looks at Northwood and says they're big. But both Rouse guys, they have great lateral quickness and can move their feet.
Well, and then really the bigger is the younger in Tyler as far as physical bigness. But they both can run like guards if they have to. We'll bring it up over the line and set up the play now. It'll be Wolf. Wolf with the ball on the right side. Ian Rouse. Rouse finds a way to get to the right baseline. Turns it around. Nobody there now. Triple team. Splits the defense and got two anyway.
His first shot of the game, Rita. And now Northwood is 8 of 11 from the field.
And they're blitzing them. It's now 18-4. So Garen Catholic with the ball, trying to find some kind of an answer. It'll be Jack Cherry. Cherry over to the left wing now, deep in the left corner. They look for a little bit of help. High on the outside, it'll be Marnes. Marnes with the ball, brings it over to the left wing. They'll pick it up on the left wing to Sorensen. Back out straight away, deep in the left corner. Working it over to the left wing. The shot's going to be up for three, and it will not go for Sorensen. Rebound, fought for, and Bontrager outworks everybody.
That's what Bontrager does. And now let's see if Northwood holds for one with under 20 seconds to go in the quarter, up 18-4.
I would think that would be the plan. So they'll hold it up in the backcourt now to Brenner. Brenner with the basketball, holds it up, brings it around the inside, fires it up. Got two butts and two deep. It's going to be taken away, and Garen Catholic will have it. Shot's going to be up and good. Oh, and a personal foul.
They called the basket good.
They did.
So a tough play all around, a little momentum there for Garen Catholic.
Coach Wolf is not happy, nor the fans. They thought the personal foul was way away from the basket. What did you think?
Well, I think Coach Wolf wanted the foul call on the other end as much as anything when Brenner drove to the basket.
So we'll see what the call is. They're going to check something here.
They called the wrong number.
Okay.
Should be on Wolf. They announced it differently.
Well, Wolf is the one that got it, definitely.
Yeah. So it will go on him, and free throw coming for Murrens to try to complete the three-point play.
Takes his time at the line, shoots it up and got it. They need those points. Three-point play there, so it's 18-7. And we're going to have it looped at the background, on, hits the clock at the top of the buzzer. So that just about does the end of the first quarter. In fact, it doesn't. 18-7 your count. It's been all Northwood in the first quarter. We'll have the second quarter coming up next after this one-minute break on WRSW Sports.
The success of your agricultural business depends on the quality of your equipment, but most farmers are looking for ways to cut costs so they can reduce risk and invest more money in their crops. And Fast Service means you can get a head start on your farm work. That leads to greater profits. No one understands that more than Bain Welker. Bain Welker offers a wide range of farm all tractors and Case IH parts. Quality equipment and affordable prices are at Bain Welker on Iris Road in Plymouth. At Bain Welker, you'll find farmers helping farmers.
Basketball is a game where your team could play man defense, zone defense, motion offense, press. You could focus on shooting threes or scoring in the post. Whatever strategy you use, in order to win the game, your team needs a head coach with an effective game plan. We at Alderfer Bergen can help you develop and implement a financial game plan for your family's future.
Let Alderfer Bergen be the head coach of your financial planning team. Alderfer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at alderferbergen.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Let's get back to tonight's high school sports event on Classic Hits 107.3 WRSW.
Educators being honored here after one quarter of play, and very familiar face to you, Rita, there from Northwood.
Stephanie Neff, congratulations for her. I know Steve is very proud of that. He was a good teacher, and I know that he was really proud of her.
Northwood leads it 18-7 after one quarter of play, and the numbers certainly reflect that. Northwood with a 10-0 advantage, points off turnovers. That is huge. Five turnovers for Garen Catholic, just one turnover for Northwood. Panthers were 8-12 in that first quarter play for 67%. 2-3 from beyond the arc. Meanwhile, Garen Catholic was just 2-7 overall. So not only did Northwood shoot a better percentage, Rita, they also got five more shots up, and that makes a huge factor. And again, Cade Brenner off to a great start for the Panthers. He has 12 of their 18. Four for Tyler Roush and Ian Roush with two. Meanwhile, for Garen, again, with just 7 points. 3 points for Murrens. 2 points apiece for Chandler and Sorensen. It will be Northwest basketball to start the second quarter. And Bontrager will bring it into Brenner.
All set to roll. Brenner with the basketball in the backcourt. To bring it up top of the key. Go to the inside. And Tyler Roush and try to go inside again to Brenner. It was knocked away, but Northwood retains possession. Ian Roush back out straight away. Yep, in the left corner. High on the outside. He takes the baseline. Goes underneath. A little bit of blocking power there. Tyler will try one up. That's no good. And the rebound comes out long. It'll come to Robert Sorensen. So Sorensen gets it down to the other side. He got two.
His first field goal, and now five in a row here for the Eagles, and Northwood will walk it up with Brenner.
So Brenner will do just exactly that. Brenner with the basketball out top of the key. Goes over to the right side. It'll be picked up to Wolf. Wolf inside the arc. Throws up a dong, too. Oh, they gave him the three.
Yeah, it was
a three. I'm sorry. I have to look at that score. I have to look at that floor differently.
Again, these... The inside one is the high school mark.
That's exactly right. So give him that three. Well deserved it. Over to the right side now to Garen Catholic. They'll switch it across to the inside. It's a miscue, and the ball's going to be loose. And it's going to be in the hands of Ian Ross. He gets it back to his brother, Tyler. They'll bring it up over the line. Tyler Ross with the basketball looks inside, turns, twists, fires it up. It's going to be knocked away. And now we'll turn it back to Garen Catholic on the run. And that's going to be sure easing two. And that's going to be for Chandler. He was down there waiting.
No floor balance. Chandler able to cherry pick that time after Northwood drove in deep.
21-11. Looking now at the action in the backcourt. It'll be picked up in the backcourt right away by the Northwood Panthers. And it will be Ian Ross with the ball. Ian with the basketball brings it over to the left wing now to Bontrager. Bontrager with the basketball, top of the key. Looks for the action now on the outside to Brunner. He'll fire one up and it's so good and the rebound goes to the right side. It'll be picked up to the right side with ease that time as we bring it down quickly over to the right wing trying a shot on the baseline. It's going to be another personal foul. I believe that's on Wolf.
That'll be Ethan second. And now bring J.J. Payne in. So Northwood will get even taller. But they'll lose that point guard status of Wolf. And that will give the ball back to Garen Catholic on the baseline.
Pass comes to the outside, back over to the left wing. Picked up on the left wing now by Chandler. Chandler looks to the inside, nobody home there to go to. So he'll bring it back out. The classic guard flips one up, and it goes over the backboard, so that turns it back automatically to Northwood.
Well, right now, Garen Catholic, what they're trying to do is just drive to the hoop and hope to get a foul. They've gained a couple of them, but turned it over there, and Brenner will be pressured by Chandler in the backcourt.
Cade has the ball. He'll bring it up over the 10-second line and set it up. Brenner with the basketball will work in the backcourt. It'll come up over the line against Chandler. He takes it away, and it's going to be a personal foul. Really getting in the way of that was Tyler Rouse, and he's going to be whistled for it.
So he gets his second foul, so a little foul trouble for the Panthers.
That was just wrong place at the wrong time.
Right, and credit Chandler for knocking the ball loose from Brenner, and there's the play. And so we're going to see Keegan Stats with some meaningful minutes now as Tyler Rouse will sit down. And 5:45 to go in the second quarter. Door creeping open a little bit here for Garen Catholic to get right back in this game.
Northwood's going to have to regroup the troops here. Ball in the backcourt. Two now. Two leaders on the team are on the bench. Shot up and good again. A nice quick move to the left side for Chandler.
And back to single digits.
21-13. Northwood with the ball. Brenner tries it in. Going to be knocked around a couple of times. Kept it alive. Rouse keeps it alive. Brenner for three. Good.
What a big answer after the scramble. Garen Catholic trying to root into it. And Brenner now with 15 here in the first half.
He was deep in the corner right in front of the Garen Catholic bench. Shot up and good. Down the other end again by Chandler.
Chandler's heating up. He's got six in the quarter. And Brenner will walk it the other way, trying to set up.
24-15 the count. Basketball in the backcourt now. They'll throw it up. It's going to be missed. It's going to be Stats. Stats with the ball. Gets it off to Bontrager. Bontrager moves inside. Looks over to the left wing now to Stats. He'll take it down low, fired it up, no good. And a traveling violation on Stats.
So Stats, they gave him an opportunity, and he tried to step in there, but... Again, the pressure caused that turnover, so Northwood now has committed their third turnover of the game. Garen Catholic with six, but an opportunity for the Eagles to draw a little closer.
Pass comes in. It'll come in over the 10-second line for Jack Cherry. Cherry now with the basketball. Brings it up over the line, goes over to the left wing to the man of the hour for them, Chandler. Chandler with the ball, back out straight away. High on the outside, it comes to Jack Cherry. Cherry with the ball, back out top of the key. Picked up by Cardinal. Cardinal down low, passes up, and it's good. It's a little reverse. A beautiful shot. Who got that one?
Ty Sanders, who's checked into the game, his first basket, and he did a nice reversal there.
Officials right my way. It's going to be Brenner trying at the other end on a quick pass break. He couldn't get it to go, but he'll go to the line for a pair.
Foul will go against Cardinal for the Eagles. And now send Brenner to the line. We see Brenner, who saw his free throw percentage dip from 90% to 84% as he struggled last week. I bet he shot a lot of free throws in this past week.
I bet he did, too.
Hawks team up by 7, and Cade will have 2 free throws coming.
It's good. Got the first one is good.
16 now in the game for the senior. One more coming.
Helping to lengthen out that lead, but she's been slunk up quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Up and good again. Straight away. So we're looking at 26-17 now. Northwood with the lead, and it'll be the state champ hopeful. And, of course, will be Garen Catholic with the basketball. We'll bring it over to the left wing. It'll be picked up on the outside. Over the deep left corner now. We'll set up to Sanders. Sanders with the ball, top of the key on the right side. High on the outside is Cherry. Cherry with the basketball on the right wing. It'll come inside to Chandler. He'll bring it back out again. So Chandler brings over the left wing against J.J. Payne, and they'll bring it back out again. 3:50 left to go in the second quarter, and they're just playing kind of a head game of looking for a good shot.
And a traveling violation. Again, the defense of Northwood. There's been a nice surge by Garen Catholic finding some offense, but Northwood forces the turnover there, and we've reached the timeout. 3:43 to go in the second quarter. Northwood with a 9-point lead, 26-17. We're back in a minute on WRSW.
21 years ago, Circle M Springs started out as a custom spring manufacturer. Now they are a full-service precision machine shop. Circle M Springs services many industries, including medical device, aerospace, and military defense. Circle M provides outstanding customer service, as well as engineering assistance for your designs. Circle M Springs produces products ranging from bone screws to components for missile guidance systems. Visit the Circle M Springs Facebook page or call Circle M Springs.
Craig Welding of Bentone started in a very small space on the George Craig farm in 1959. At that time, they did farm and light industrial welding. Don Craig was raised in the business, and over the years, Craig Welding expanded to the most modern fabricating business in the area. Yes, they still do on-site welding and appreciate all customers, large and small. For custom fabricating, welding, in-house or at your farm or business, and competitive quotes, call Craig Welding or visit their website, craigwelding.com.
Local weather, 7 days a week on Classic Hits 107.3 WRSW.
Again, Northwood led it 18-7 after one quarter of play. You feel like Garen Catholic's surging, but yeah, Northwood's lead has only been trimmed by 2 this quarter, but they get a little foul trouble for the Panthers as well. Tyler Rouse and Ethan Wolf each with 2 fouls here in the second quarter play. While Garen Catholic is shooting the ball well this quarter, they've hit 5 of their 6 shots, and their main guy doing that has been Chandler. Northwood's cooled off a little bit, just 2 of 5 this quarter, but their 2 makes were 3-point baskets. And again, Brenner, a big answer. Now Ethan Wolf has checked back in for stats, so Northwood gambling a little bit. Wolf will play with 2 fouls. He's joined by Bontrager, Brenner, Ian Rouse, and J.J. Payne. And meanwhile, for Garen Catholic, Cherry, Sorensen, Chandler back all on the floor. Joined as well by Parker and Sanders, their backup post players.
Well, you're absolutely right about what Chandler's been able to do. He's been able to pretty much do things at will. He's the only one that's been that consistent for them, but he's keeping them in the game. 26-17 right now, Northwood. Ball comes in to Ian Rouse. He'll fire one up. It's going to be wide. A lot of hands flying in the air there at the same time. We're going to bring it over the line in a hurry. Oh, that should be offensive.
They called a block.
Oh, they called a block. Well, wrong call, I guess. No instant replay. Let me see.
Cherry attacked the basket. Bontrager tried to get there, and I'm not sure.
Pretty close.
Yeah, looked different on the replay than it did in live action.
Yeah, it did, because it looked like he kind of lowered his shoulder. Doesn't make any difference. Bontrager gets the foul, and the guy going the line will be Jack Cherry, and he went in there with intent. He wanted to get something to happen.
Cherry gets the first free throw. It's his first point. Meanwhile, for Garen Catholic, Murrings comes back in the game as Sanders will take a seat. Of course, he had a big basket here in this quarter. And one more coming for Cherry. Try to draw his team back within 7.
Got it. So we're looking now at 26-19. Northwood has maintained the lead all the way through the game from the opening, but it's getting a little bit closer right now. And we have 3:17 left to go in the first half. Shot's going to be up from the right side, and that's good by Wolf. Ethan let one fly on the right wing and put it up in long-term three.
And he was dialed up. He knew the defense was sagging to help out on Brenner attacking the basket, and Ethan has been pure on both of his three-pointers.
So the ball goes over to the left wing now. It'll be picked up by Jack Cherry. Cherry, the basketball, holds it up in the perimeter. Goes inside, almost interrupted. In fact, it was. Wolf picks it off.
What a great read that time by Ethan, and looks up ahead to Brenner.
He'll bring it back over the line. Shot's up by Brenner. Yeah, lining it up and letting it go has been what he's done all night.
Brenner now with 20 and a timeout taken by Garen Catholic. 2:43 to go in this second quarter. Northwood, the largest lead of 32-19. We're back in a minute on WR Studio.
Teamwork is what Insurance One Services is all about. Working together with you, the client, to ensure you have the best coverage for the best price for all of your insurance needs, from home and auto to business insurance, as well as life and Medicare supplements. Located in Akron, Indiana, in all Crossroads Bank locations, contact Craig Durkis or Todd Helvey at 574-893-4399. That's 893-4399. Or visit their website at insuranceoneservices.com and their Facebook page at Insurance One Services.
Farmers Drainage in Bourbon is a drainage tile contractor. They install subsoil drainage for local ag producers and commercial contractors. A GPS survey and design your farmland for the best drainage system based on your soil type, elevations, and your budget. Craig and his team install ag drainage pipe and dual wall mains with a wheel trencher and propelled tile plow, serving Marshall, Kosciuszko, Fulton, Stark, and LaPorte counties. Visit Farmers Drainage behind the American Legion in Bourbon or call 574-342-0.
Kenny Edwards has the afternoon drive. Weekdays at 2 on Classic Hits 107.3 WRSW.
Back here at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. They've pretty much finished all the remodeling inside, Rita. Still doing some construction outside. And hard to believe that we've been in this building for nearly 24 years now, and they've done a great job with this facility.
You know, it's amazing that it's been that many years. It really is. When they get all that pavilion done and get the restaurants around this area built up, it's going to be great. A little inconvenient now, but it will be great.
Yeah, we just had to push you a little further around today, Rita.
Yeah, but you've been pushing me around all day. One or the other of you. And you know what? I don't mind either. I've been very thankful. Let's put it that way.
32-19. It's been the Cade Brenner Show for Northwood. Their defense has been great. But Brenner has been dialed in offensively tonight. Rita, already 20 points in this game. And Northwood up 32-19. Still 2:43 to go in the second quarter.
And his percentage has to be phenomenal.
He is 7-10, 4-6 from beyond the arc.
That is phenomenal. Okay, the ball in the backcourt. Now we go to Cherry. Cherry with the basketball holds it up in the perimeter with a bounce pass. Over to the right wing. It'll be picked up by Parker. Parker over the ball. Looks for help. Goes over to the right side. The shot's going to be up. And it's a good one. What a nice big three by Lucas Parker.
And he shot it from the college range. And it was pure. And a big answer there for Gearing. Get back within 10.
So now it's 32-22. Northwood with the lead in the ball. Ian Rouse over to the right side now. It'll be Stasso the basketball. Brings it back out once again. Looks for a little bit of help. Triple team. It comes back out once again to Bontrager. Bontrager with the ball on that baseline, and that's been tough. He brings it over to the left wing. It's going to go to Ian Ross. He's going to be knocked around a couple of times, and they call him for traveling.
I think that's a good call. Or is it tough? You can tell that Garen Catholic wants to stop Ian Roush. They've double-teamed, and that's Northwood's credit. The Panthers are taking advantage, so Brenner's had the opportunity. And now an opportunity for Garen to get back within single digits. Wolf back in, Stats out for the Panthers.
We'll bring it up over the line now and set up a action in the outside. Top of the key it comes. High on the outside to Cherry. Cherry at the ball, and we're going to have one. And you see it. There's a guy in my way.
They laid it up in, and a foul on Brenner, and that'll be his first. And again, it's Cherry attacking the basket. Again, right now, what Garen Catholic is doing is isolated and then driving hard to the hoop.
Well, it's helping them stay in the game. Let's put it that way. Shots up, and it's good. That helps too. So now it is 32-25.
J.J. Payne out, Tyler Roush in. So right now, Northwood with both Roush and Wolf on the floor with two fouls. And meanwhile, Chandler will check out for Garen Catholic. So that's why we had a little stoppage, because Garen still had six guys on the court.
So Wolf will have it. Wolf will bring it up over the line now for the Northwood Panthers, leading it by 7. Basketball in the backcourt over the left wing. It'll come to Ian Rouse. Rouse has been triple-teamed the whole game. They've really shut him off. It's going to go to the outside to Tyler Rouse. Back once again to the outside to Ian. Soul is just bringing around the hole. Ian found a little bit of an open. Twist, turns, fired up, knocked out of bounds. It should go back to Northwood, and it does.
And it will be the Panthers to inbound again. And it will be Wolf to bring it in. Every time Ian drives the hoop, there's not just a second guy. There's a third guy trying to take that away.
Very quickly. Ball comes to the outside now quickly. Wolf is going to be alone for a second. It's a three. It's no good. And the rebound comes over to the right side to Sorensen. Sorensen up over the line. Fires it up from 15 foot. That's good.
And all just over a minute to go here in the first half.
You knew they weren't going to give it up. And the Garen Catholic crowd behind us is letting them know it. Shot up by Brenner, got it quiet.
Wow, 23 for him in the first half, 5 three-pointers. What an answer.
What a great answer. 35-27 now, Northwood. Basketball in the backcourt as they bring it up top of the key. And be picked up right away by Cherry. Cherry with the ball goes over to the left wing. It'll be picked up in the high post to Parker. Back out once again. Picked up by Sorensen now. Sorensen with the ball. Tries to get it inside. He tried a shot. Short. And it's picked up by Ian Rouse. And that was his defense that made that go.
He did not go for any of those fakes. And Rouse gets the rebound. And now Northwood will try this time to be successful to end the quarter with a bang.
They got 14 seconds left. We'll bring it back to Brenner. Brenner's the guy, I think, if you're going to pick out an individual if he gets loose. But you don't know what might happen anywhere. Like Ian Rouse, bringing it down to the right side. It'll come to Wolf, going to the inside, thrown out of bounds, but knocked out of bounds by Garen Catholic.
Yeah, wait a minute. It should go to... It should be tipped. Yes, it goes Northwood. That's the right call. 9/10 of a second left, and Brenner will inbound underneath.
So we'll take a check on that one. We'll see what they can do now in 0.9 seconds.
Again, you have Tyler and Ian Rouse underneath. Brenner may fake to them, try to get it out to Wolf, so we'll see how this works out.
It'll be tip in and tip to the game, tip to the basket, rather. It's going to be Baumtrager. He'll fire it up at the buzzer. No, it won't go, but it was a good look. So at the end of one half a play, it is the Northwood Panthers 35. The Garen Catholic kids who have done a great job coming back, there's no doubt about that, come in with 27. Looking now in an 8-point lead by Northwood, we'll come back and give you the stats and facts and more at halftime as we bring you the halftime show on WRSW Sports.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
For all of your insurance needs, visit Jennings Insurance Agency, US 31 in Argus, or 101 South Main Street in Rochester.
With the IRS throwing money at the audit and compliance side of the tax industry, Kate's Tax Service is including $1 million tax audit defense and identity theft restoration services with all their 1040 tax returns. At Kate's Tax Service, they have offered professional tax service since 1980. They specialize in individual, ministers, sole proprietors, farms, rentals, and truck drivers, and they are open year-round. Call Kate's Tax Service at 574-268-8881. That's 268-8881 to schedule your appointment or visit katestax.com.
Boating season is getting closer every day. Are you ready for big family fun? Splendor Boats is here to serve you with Warsaw's only marine store with a complete service department on Winona Avenue, right across the street from the Winona Lake Public Boat Launch. See them to get your spring maintenance scheduled or shop for a new custom-built catamaran or Quest pontoons. For all of your boating needs for the coming boating season, see Splendor Boats and online at SplendorBoatsWarsaw.com. Splendor Boats, real people, real products, real quality.
Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating is dedicated to maintaining the best group of skilled trades employees in the area. Refab has multiple in-house weld training programs that can be designed to fit your needs. They offer a large variety of training and proper industrial equipment maintenance techniques. Refab has a large workforce to handle big jobs and many customer emergencies. Give Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating a call, 574-269-1804, for a free quote or if you need immediate service. Go to the website, warsaweng.com.
News, sports, and weather every weekday on Classic Hits. 107.3 WRSW.
Welcome back to Gainbridge Fieldhouse at halftime, 35-27. It is Northwood leading Guerin Catholic. Running down the scoring in this first half. First off for Northwood, Cade Brenner leads the way with 23 big points. He had 5 3-pointers, 2 3-pointers, 5 3-pointers. 3 2-pointers, and he was 2 of 2 from the free throw line as well to account for 23 points. Ethan Wolf with 2 big threes had 6. Tyler Roush with 4. 2 points in for Ian Roush as again, Guerin Catholic has tried to take him away. He's just 1 of 4 from the field. Brock Bontrager, J.J. Payne, and Keegan Stats all played for the Panthers but did not score. Meanwhile, for Guerin Catholic, they're led by Kamiya Chandler. He had 8 points in that first half of play, 6 then for Robert Sorensen, 5 for Jack Cherry, 3 for Dylan Murrens, 2 for Ty Sanders, while Bryson Cardinal and played but did not score. Northwood's largest lead was 14 points at the end with 52 seconds to go at the end of the first quarter of play. Guerin Catholic has never led. We've had no lead changes, no ties. And Northwood led it 18-7 after one quarter play. Put up 17 points in that second quarter, but a great job by Guerin putting up 20 in that second quarter. I don't even know if I remember Northwood giving up 20 points in a quarter this year, but that's certainly a great job by Guerin Catholic to get back in this game.
Well, you know, they were determined not to let this happen to them early. And even though Brenner was unconscious with everything he threw in and everything was happening, I thought basically the catalyst of all that was Chandler. I think he just took it on his back and decided we're not going to be doing this. And then everybody else got involved in it too, so that helped their cause greatly.
So again, here at halftime, it is 35-27. Northwood leading Guerin Catholic. John Kaufman, the head coach of the Purdue-Fort Wayne Mastodons, here recruiting today. We saw Michael Lewis here earlier today with Ball State, so always good to see the college coaches. As Coach Kaufman right now has done a great job with Purdue-Fort Wayne, talking to the governor of the state of Indiana, Eric Holcomb. Northwood up at halftime, 35-27 over Guerin Catholic. We'll have halftime stats and facts brought to you by Otto for Bergen & Company. We'll do that in 2 minutes on WRSW.
First Source Bank is here to help you with your financial needs. For over 150 years, we've been a community bank offering strong, stable, and personal service to tailor the right solution for you. We're available in person by appointment, over the phone, and through drive-up lanes. That, with ATMs, online, and mobile banking apps, makes it very convenient to bank from wherever you are. Call, tap, swipe, or go online to firstsource.com. That's the number one, S-T, source.com. First Source Bank, member FDIC.
Terry and Julia Clemens of the Deaton Clemens Funeral Home in Bourbon and the Deaton Clemens Van Gilder Funeral Home in Plymouth are ready to serve you and your family in your time of need. Whether you need grief counseling, immediate services, or would like to know about planning, there are many options now. If you have questions, they can help. Carrying out your family's wishes is their priority. The Deaton Clemens Funeral Home in Bourbon and the Deaton Clemens Van Gilder Funeral Home in Plymouth will give you and your family compassionate care.
The success of your agricultural business depends on the quality of your equipment, but most farmers are looking for ways to cut costs so they can reduce risk and invest more money in their crops. And fast service means you can get a head start on your farm work. That leads to greater profits. No one understands that more than Bain Welker. Bain Welker offers a wide range of farm all tractors and Case IH parts. Quality equipment and affordable prices are at Bain Welker on Iris Road in Plymouth. At Bain Welker, you'll find farmers helping farmers.
Basketball is a game where your team could play man defense, zone defense, motion offense, press. You could focus on shooting threes or scoring in the post. Whatever strategy you use, in order to win the game, your team needs a head coach with an effective game plan. We at Alder for Bergen can help you develop and implement a financial game plan for your family's future.
Let Alder for Bergen be the head coach of your financial planning team. Alder for Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at alderforbergen.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Casey.
The Lake City Morning Show. Weekdays at 6 on Classic Hits 107.3 WRSW.
And we thank Alder for Bergen and Company for inviting us our halftime and final stats throughout the year. Our team's made free throws this year. We raised $1,394 to the Casey Riley Kids Fund, courtesy of Alder for Bergen and Company, financial planners, 122 West Market Street in Warsaw, and online at alderforbergen.com. What a second quarter for Garen Catholic to get back in this game. They were 8-10 in that second quarter to draw within 8. Overall, though, Northwood shooting above 50%, 13-24 to be precise, 54%. They are 7 of 11 from beyond the arc at 64%. And from the free throw line, they were 2 for 2 for 100%. Meanwhile, for Garen Catholic, they were 10 of 17 for 59%. 1 of 3 from beyond the arc at 33%. And 6 of 6 from the free throw line for 100%. So we haven't had a missed free throw yet. Turnovers, Northwood with 4 turnovers, Garen Catholic with 8. Points off turnovers, Northwood with the advantage there, 13-7. But Garen Catholic with the edge in the paint, 18-8. Second chance points, also Garen Catholic with the advantage there, 2-0. So what that tells you is that Garen Catholic is just trying to isolate Northwood and penalize the Panthers, isolating using their size. They're trying to get to the basket and scoring. So again, rebounds, it's been very interesting there as well. Rebounding totals, lots of times Northwood dominates teams on the glass, but so far that's not been a factor. 9-8 Northwood with the rebounds, but again, only 17 total rebounds in that first half because it was a very good offensive game for each of those squads, especially Northwood in the first quarter and Garen Catholic in the second quarter.
Well, we knew they would probably let them play, and I think that's exactly what they've done. That's not been out of character, and it's been both ends of the court. So basically, when you come right down to the nitty-gritty of it, what do the turnovers look like?
Again, turnovers not big. Turnovers, the big factor is the points off turnovers, as I said already. Northwood with a 13-7 advantage over Garen Catholic. Turnovers 4 for Northwood, just 8 for Garen Catholic.
And I think that's indicative on the kind of basketball teams we're looking at here. Two quality teams, that probably isn't a factor very often.
No, but again, credit Garen Catholic. Northwood's defense has just imposed their will on teams so far in this tournament. Garen Catholic did a nice job getting back with it, only down by 8. Let's see if Northwood can bring it home. The Panthers up by 8 as we get ready to start the third quarter play. Rita with the call, the second half in 1 minute on WRSW Sports.
21 years ago, Circle M Spring started out as a custom spring manufacturer. Now they are a full-service precision machine shop. Circle M Spring services many industries, including medical device, aerospace, and military defense. Circle M provides outstanding customer service, as well as engineering assistance for your designs. Circle M Spring produces products ranging from bone screws to components for missile guidance systems. Visit the Circle M Springs Facebook page or call Circle M Springs.
Craig Welding of Bentone started out as a welding shop in 1959. Needless to say, the business has changed, but your needs are still taken care of wherever you are. Craig Welding is in-house or at your business or farm. Call Craig Welding at 800-863-6584 or go to their website. Craig Welding combines skilled and certified welding personnel with a wide range of welding equipment to meet all of your needs. TIG, MIG, and arc welding can be done when you need it. Craig Welding, 825 West of Bentone, a family-owned business serving you since 1959.
The Lake City Morning Show, weekdays at 6 on Classic Hits 107.3 WRSW.
Both teams out on the court. Teams getting settled in. The Ben Davis fans in their purple attire coming in. Across the way getting ready for the 4A game. And meanwhile, for Northwood, they continue to come in. And the Kokomo Wildcat fans behind us, they'll be here in mass for the 4A game as they're excited about their chances. But first things first, let's see if we can get Northwood a state championship here in the second half.
Yeah, that'll be loud back of us. You think?
I think so.
I think you're right.
So it will be Garen Catholic ball, Rita, as we start this second half of action.
Coming up at the end of April, we'll have our Hall of Fame banquet, and guess who's going to be sitting on the dais with me?
Who?
Ruth Riley.
Yeah.
Sheila McMillan.
Oh, my.
Does that take you back to the beginning?
Couple of TRC members. Ruth, of course, with North Miami. And Sheila, of course, an All-Stater with Rochester.
And they both played at Notre Dame. So
yeah,
that's going to be a lot of fun. It just reminds us of what a great hotbed for basketball we have across the board in our area, in our broadcast area. Okay, we're ready to go now. Chandler will have it. Chandler gets it in the inside. Now they'll try to look at the inside, rather. Now they do. They'll bring it over to the right side. A little bit of movement inside. A little turnaround twister. And it's up, and it's no good. It was a good thought. It was close by Marins, but it didn't go. And the ball comes back out once again to the outside. And the reload. It's going to be a long three this time, which is way short. That went by Marins as well. So Northwood has it.
So they get that initial stop. Gave up one offensive rebound. We'll have a second opportunity, and Wolf will have it for the Panthers.
Wolf for the basketball. Holds it up in the backcourt on the outside against Chandler. They come over to the right wing now to Ian Ross. Shot's going to be up for a three. Brenner missed one, but it's back up. No good. Wouldn't go for Bontrager. That one goes up and in, and you can give that to Tyler Roush, and you'll go to the line for a possible three-point play.
Good job by Bontrager as Brenner off very few times today, but he was off on that one. Bontrager couldn't finish it, but Roush will draw the foul, his third basket of the day, and now he'll get the line to try to stretch the lead back up to 11.
Shots on the way, and it's no good, and the rebound comes to the right side to Jack Cherry. The look inside, he can't get an opening. Coming back out the outside to Cherry, the twist and turn and fire it up. He couldn't get it, but we have a personal foul on the Panthers.
That's Wolf's third, and again, just isolating is what Garen Catholic's doing, trying to drive the hoop, pump fake and draw foul, so J.J. Payne will have to come in for Wolf. And Cherry back to the line where he's 3 for 3 on the day. And they'll have two shots here.
It's good.
So Wolf will sit down with that third foul. So that's a big call here early in this second half.
And Garen Catholic comes in within the single digits now. Second one up. And it's good again. So now we're looking at 37, 29. How about 30? Is that 30 or 29?
No, they
didn't change
right.
It. 29's right. I looked up about the time. I thought it flashed again. The ball comes over to the right side. It'll be picked up right away by the Panthers. It'll go to Bontrager. Bontrager back to Brenner. Brenner with the basketball being fronted. Tries to go up for a shot, and he's going to be fouled.
A call on the floor, actually, Rita.
Before the shot.
Foul will go against Murrins. That'll be his first. And it will be Brenner to bring it in for the Panthers.
So Brenner will be there waiting to get somebody open, and it's going to be in the inside to the left wing. It'll be Bontrager. Bontrager takes the baseline, gets it back out the outside. It's up and no good by Tyler Roush. And the rebound, though, comes underneath. A great rebound that time, but J.J. Payne couldn't hold on.
Just stripped away. Murrins did a great job there, and then Murrins just dribbles it out of bounds. Good defense by Roush.
Yep, he came up upon him, and he didn't want to take care of that tanglement, so well, that turns it back to Northwood.
Part of it is the officials are not calling the hand check fouls. They're calling a lot of fouls when you attack the hoop on the shot, but they're allowing a lot of contact underneath with both post players on each team.
So we'll bring it up over the line. It'll be Brenner. Brenner with the basketball over to the left wing. Ian Roush with the ball back to the left wing to Tyler Roush. Now we're setting it up back to the outside. Top of the key. Ian turns it, twists it, goes over to the left wing. Brenner for three. No, that's a little bit weak. But Bontrager ends up with it. Bontrager goes back up. That one won't go. And the rebound's going to be fought for him. We're going to have a personal foul. No, we're not. They're going to let it go on. Basketball in the backcourt. Knocked away. Knocked away. And J.D. Payne lost it. The ball comes loose. It's going to be loose at the baseline. It will go back to Garen Catholic, I believe. Or is it timeout?
It's a timeout. And it will go to the Eagles. 5:59 to go here in the third quarter. It is Northwood with an 8-point lead on Garen Catholic, 37-29. We're back in 30 seconds on WRSW Sports.
Community involvement has always been important to Crossroads Bank, and one way they show that is by supporting the local schools. Whether it's cheering them on in the stands or taking part in community programs, you'll find Crossroads Bank rooting for the home team. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Where your bank and your life meet, Crossroads Bank.
Let's get back to tonight's high school sports event on Classic Hits 107.3 WRSW.
Tim and Rita back with you here at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. 8-point lead for Northwood, 37-29. That last scramble benefited the Eagles. They get the timeout. They had just have two timeouts left. Northwood with five, but the Eagles with the ball just down eight, Rita.
So we'll bring it over the line with Jack Cherry. Cherry with the basketball, looks to the outside, goes to the left wing. It'll be picked up by Chandler. Chandler with the basketball inside, looks top of the key. Back once again to the outside, they'll go to Sorensen. Sorensen back out to the outside to Chandler. Chandler holds it up in the perimeter. Bontrager picks him up. He'll go inside the lane, 10-footer a little further, and it's intimidated for him. And he'll take it back, though. Got the rebound and got it back in.
This is more offensive rebounds I've seen Northwood give up in any game we've covered this year. And it's allowed the Eagles to stay within shouting distance, down just six right now.
37-31. Basketball on the left wing. It goes out of bounds. It'll be knocked out of bounds this time by Mullins.
And
that will turn it back to Northwood.
Wolf will come back in for Payne. Offensive set, and it will be Wolf to inbound for the Panthers.
5:18 left to go in the third. So Wolf will have the ball. Looks long, has to get it out there, and does. Gets out the outside, it'll be picked up right away, and Brenner ends up with it. Top of the key, it comes in Rouse. Down low, oh, that was way too easy. Tyler put that one away with no problem.
And again, it is Ian being the facilitator because of all the defensive attention he's garnered here tonight.
We'll go in the backcourt, way in the backcourt now for the Eagles. And that means that Gary and Catherine are going to try to do something to break someone loose. Ball knocked away by Bontrager. Shot's going to be up by Chandler. In and out. Rebound to the right side, though. A little clear out's going to be called.
And a foul on Bontrager. And again, the ball is bounded so far that Northwood has been unable to corral that defensive board. Bontrager picks up his second. So it will be Cherry to inbound for the Eagles underneath.
So Cherry takes the ball, looks long, loops it long, comes back out of the outside, it'll be Sorensen. Sorensen with the ball over the right wing, now to Cherry. Cherry with the ball back inside, looking for a little bit of help. They come back out on the wing. It'll be Chandler, who's done most of the offensive work. Cherry fires a three, that's no good. And the rebound comes right in the hands of Cade Brenner. So we'll bring it up over the line with an 8-point Northwood lead and a personal foul call for blocking on Garen Catholic.
And again, Garen Catholic wants to get up in Brenner's face so he can't launch the three. So that is opening up some lanes for Brenner. And that is team foul number three on the Eagles. Northwood's been called for two.
The look to the inside, bounce back to the outside now. Ian Rouse with it. Rouse with the basketball, works over to the right side. The ball's going to be loose, and he'll pick it back up. Brings it back out to Wolf. Wolf with the ball, high on the outer perimeter, works over to the right side. It'll be deep. Tyler Rouse, inside. Brenner tries to go to the bucket. Let's see how they call that one.
That's another block. Good move by Brenner, and it'll be Cardinal with the foul. Cardinal picks up his second. Again, a common foul, and so Northwood will set it up again, and this time will be Wolf baseline right.
So Wolf looks long. Nobody home there. They'll go to the right side deep. It'll be picked up by Rouse. Rouse looks to the outside. That's Ian. Back out once again, top of the key to Bontrager. High on the outside, now to Wolf. Wolf fires a three. That rattles no good. Rebound down low. Boy, there was a foul everywhere there. No call. The shot's going to be up and no good by Tyler Rouse. And we're going to have a personal foul, I believe, on that rebound, though.
They'll call that on Bontrager again. The reach-in foul, and J.J. Payne will come in for the Panthers. And a timeout on the floor. 3:50 to go here in the third quarter. It's Northwood 39, Garen Catholic 31. We're back in a minute on WRSW.
Farmers Drainage in Bourbon is a drainage tile contractor. They install subsoil drainage for local ag producers and commercial contractors. A GPS survey and design your farmland for the best drainage system based on your soil type, elevations, and your budget. Craig and his team install ag drainage pipe and dual wall mains with a wheel trencher and propelled tile plow, serving Marshall, Kosciuszko, Fulton, Stark, and LaPorte counties. Visit Farmers Drainage behind the American Legion in Bourbon or call 574-3420.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder.
That's simple human sense.
For all of your insurance needs, visit Jennings Insurance Agency, US 31 in Argus, or 101 South Main Street in Rochester.
Local weather, 7 days a week, on Classic Hits 107.3 WRSW.
Again, the first half, Marita, we had great offense, but here in the second half, neither team is able to find the hoop. Northwood is 2-9 this quarter, 0-3 from beyond the arc, and 0-1 from the free throw line. Meanwhile, Garen Catholic is just 1-6, but they're 2-2 from the free throw line. So it's an 8-point lead for Northwood, just like it was at halftime. So a lot to be decided. Northwood's led the entire way, but you just get nervous if you're a Northwood fan because Garen Catholic's hanging around.
Absolutely. That's somebody that you don't ever want to be hanging around because they've got a great leader in Chandler. He can make things happen very quickly. So I would hope that you would try to stretch that out. However, they've never relinquished the lead from the beginning.
For Northwood now, two players play with three fouls. Montrager on the bench with his third. Wolf plays with three. Meanwhile, for Garen Catholic, nobody with more than two fouls. And here come the Eagles, and Cherry will have it. And Northwood now switches to his own defense, try to take away those attacking defense on the lanes.
Ball comes underneath. They're going to try a shot. It's rejected by Tyler Roush. And here we come now to Ian at Stuff City. Let her go.
Again, Roush blocked a three-point shot from the arc.
Going to be a shot now going into the outside. It's going to be taken by Chandler. Northwood on the run on the fly. Got a little bit of contact there. How are we going to call that?
We're going to call a block.
Okay.
Northwood switching to his zone. What a call by Coach Wolf. That changed what Garen wants to do. Northwood gets a dunk for me and Roush. He gets another breakout. Foul on the floor. And Northwood will inbound.
So the Panthers now will set it up. 41-31. Ian has been a little bit quiet up to that point.
Yeah, and that is just his second basket.
They really, really covered him over. The ball goes inside. It's going to be Ian Roush again. Fires it up, and good.
Get him rolling, and it's going to look great for the Panthers. Back up by 12.
43-31 now, Northwood. That was a big surge, and I mean an important one. The ball comes down low, and it comes to Sanders. They go back over to the left wing, down low again. The shot's going to be up and short. Shot was short. They couldn't get that one to go by Cardinal, and Northwood has the ball back. And so now, Wolf has it, and a little pickpocket event, and Chandler got called for a personal.
The momentum back on the Panther side. Again, their colored shirts today. They're wearing black, but their team's wearing white. They're fans. And when Roush flushed that home, it certainly changed the tempo. And now Chandler will take a seat for the Eagles. And they'll reset it up, and Wolf will bring it in at midcourt.
Big opportunities right now to make this a little bit more. So it'll be Brenner. Brenner carried the load in the first half, and if Ian Roush can get himself going and Tyler too, this is going to be quite a second half of play. Ball over to the left wing, holding it up in the deep left corner now. We'll hold it up in the outside. Looking over to the left corner, it'll be Ian Roush. Roush goes inside, down to the outside to Tyler Roush, and we bring it back out straight away. Over to the left wing, it'll be picked up by Brenner. Brenner with the ball, top of the key to Ian Roush. Roush looks inside, fires one up, and what are they going to call that?
They call an offensive foul on that.
Wow.
Exactly.
Coach Wolf, my goodness sakes.
Coach Wolf wants a replay on that one.
Everybody's looking for that.
And Coach Wolf said, well, they're not going to show it, so I think we must have a case. And it will be Northwood sets up their defense again. They'll set up that 3-2 zone, trying to take away the drives by Garen Catholic.
Now, compared to what we've seen, that was a little ticky-tacky. Ball top of the key, but set up on the outside now. Over to the left wing, it'll be picked up deep left. So Cherry will have it. Cherry goes downside, oh, not the outside. Oh, rejection time by
Tyler Roush again.
The baby, Tyler, this time. Wow. Yes. Send it into the cheap seats.
So Garen Catholic will reset things. And they'll bring it in.
Top of the key it comes. Back to the outside now. Parker will have it. Parker goes over to the left wing. They'll take it all the way down to Cherry. Cherry fires one up from short range. Got that done.
Much needed. Give him 9. And that stops the Northwood run. But the Panthers have it up 10.
43-33. So Wolf will have the ball. We're down to 1:43 left to go in the third quarter. Ball goes over to the right side, deep in the right wing now to Wolf. Wolf back out once again to Brenner. Brenner over to the left wing in the come. High on the outside, top of the key. Looking for the help on the right wing. Brenner thought he'd take the shot, thought he'd get it in the inside. Didn't take it. Got it back out. Three is up, but it's no good. And the rebound goes to Cherry. Cherry quickly.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness sakes.
Well, they call a foul on Rouse. That should have been it.
How can that even be?
That was a tough one. And again, Cherry ran right into him.
He was standing there when he ran into him. And he hit him in the sternum. So that hurt Rouse. Let's see this. He was standing and he ran into him with his head.
Wow.
That is a bad call.
Northwood has not gotten many calls, to be honest with it, but yet they still lead by 10 with 1:21 to go in the third.
Well, that one certainly didn't help their cause at all. That wasn't
no,
very
that's,
fair.
No, that's
sorry.
The official referee's law in Northwood games.
Ball over to the left wing. He may not in the future.
And again, another block by Rouse and another three.
Brenner gets it long. It's going to be another bit of a tumble, and that might be a personal foul on Rouse, is
yeah,
it?
It is. That's on Ian. It was Tyler the last time. Ian picks up his first. Here's the little, and Brenner says that's my fault, and it was because he was trying to get a big breakout to Rouse, and there was too many people in the way. Ian tried to go up with it. Chandler back into the game. Northwood still up by 10 with 1:14 to go. Cherry will set down after taking that hard shot that last time down. Well, again, he didn't take the hard shot. He just ran.
Pretty much.
And Northwood will be able to set up that 1-2-2 zone.
We'll bring it up over the line and set it up. In the outside now, it'll be picked up by Chandler. Chandler goes to the right wing. Top of the key. Chandler with the ball. Works over to the left wing. Shot's going to be up, and it's going to be no good. A three-attempt won't go for Cardinal. Second one is up. It flies around. Ball's going to be loose. It'll be picked up down low, and we're going to have a personal foul or some contact on the baseline.
Foul on J.J. Payne, and that will send Garen Catholic to the 1-1. So Northwood, some foul trouble here. And Payne picks up his first, and that will send Mearns to the line for a 1-1.
So he'll have that opportunity. He is a 6'7 junior on this team. Averages 8 points a game and 70% for the free throw line.
Ty Sanders back into the game for Garen, and Parker will sit down for the Eagles. And it will be Mearns, who's 1-1 on the day, 77% on the year.
Shots on the way, and it is good.
Junior now with 4. Bontrager back in for Payne for the Panthers. Back to single digits once again for Northwood. They see their trimmed lead back down, and Mearns, the 6'7 junior, will with one more.
Takes his time at the line, fires it up, and it's good again. So now we are looking at 43-35. Back to an 8-point lead. They have to get the ball in, and they do. They get it to Brenner. Brenner's going to be ridden like a horse, not yet up over the line, though, and gets it back straight away. It'll be Wolf. Wolf ends up with the ball. He'll bring it over to the right side. Down low, Bontrager into Brenner. Brenner lost the handle, but got it back. So Brenner with the ball, top of the key.
And it looks like Ian Rouse will try to hold for one shot for the Panthers.
We're down to 34 seconds left to go in the third. We'll go over to the right side to Wolf. Wolf with the ball goes inside now. Bontrager. Bontrager with the basketball, holds it up in the perimeter. Works over to the right side, looking for a little bit of help to Brenner. Brenner with the ball, top of the key. Ian Rouse takes it in the lane, fires it up, didn't get it, but drew the personal foul.
Good job by Ian to stay in control, but you be aggressive that time. Attack the basket. Foul will go on Mearns. That'll be his second. Send Rouse to the line. It's surprising Northwood has not gotten to the line much today. This is just their fourth and fifth free throw shot of the game.
Shot's going to be up and short.
So one more coming for Rouse. Six in the game. Parker back in the game for Garen. And Rouse will toe the mark.
One more up, and this is down. Okay, now we're looking at 18.9 seconds left in the first three quarters. 44-35 the count. Northwood with the lead, and the ball is in the hands of the Eagles. Let's see what they can do. Garen Catholic with it. They'll bring it over to the right side. Looking inside now down low. Turnaround jumper's up. The shot won't go, and the rebound's going to go out of bounds. It will go back to Garen Catholic with 1.9 seconds left.
I thought they were going to get an over-the-back call. Instead, it will go back to the Eagles. J.J. Payne will check in, and Rouse will check out. Stats also in the game, and sitting down is Wolf. Look for a lob from Garen Catholic. Down by nine. Let's see what the Eagles do on the inbound, and finally Cherry will set it up.
So Cherry has the ball. It'll be catch and shoot. Looks to get it in. Finally does. It'll be Chandler just throwing it up there, and it's no good. So at the end of three periods of play, Northwood still prevails. It is the Panthers 44 and the Eagles of Garen Catholic 35. We'll come back with the fourth and final period after this 60-second break on WRSW Sports.
With the IRS throwing money at the audit and compliance side of the tax industry, Kate's Tax Service is including $1 million tax audit defense and identity theft restoration services with all their 1040 tax returns. At Kate's Tax Service, they have offered professional tax service since 1980. They specialize in individual, ministers, sole proprietors, farms, rentals, and truck drivers, and they are open year-round. Call Kate's Tax Service at 574-268-8881. That's 268-8881 to schedule your appointment or visit katestax.com.
Boating season is getting closer every day. Are you ready for big family fun? Splendor Boats is here to serve you with Warsaw's only marine store with a complete service department on Winona Avenue, right across the street from the Winona Lake Public Boat Launch. See them to get your spring maintenance scheduled or shop for a new custom-built catamaran or Quest pontoons. For all of your boating needs for the coming boating season, see Splendor Boats and online at SplendorBoatsWarsaw.com. Splendor Boats, real people, real products, real quality.
Kenny Edwards has the afternoon drive. Weekdays at 2 on Classic Hits 107.3 WRSW.
Where's Garen Catholic with 10 rebounds? Northwood with the advantage 20-18. You say the key favorite. What's the score? It's Northwood up 44-35. So get ready to start this fourth quarter play. Again for Northwood, Cade Brenner with 23 points, but he did not score in that third quarter, Rita. Tyler Rouse has 8. He had 4 that third quarter. And Ian Rouse has 7. And he had 5 in that third quarter. Wolf with 6. Meanwhile, for Garen Catholic, one player in double figures. That's Chandler. He has 10. 9 for Cherry. 6 for Sorensen. And Murrens has 5. So Northwood, they've pushed their lead as large as 14 points. That was all the way back in the first quarter. Garen Catholic has gotten within 5 here in the second half. Northwood's had an answer, but one of the key stats as well, Northwood with 17 fouls. Garen Catholic, 17 fouls. Who gets the free throw line more often here in the fourth quarter could ultimately decide this game. Again, not great shooting in that third quarter either, Rita. Garen Catholic, 2 of 16. They were just 2 of 16, but yet they only lost 1 point in that lead. Northwood was 4 of 12, and it will be Bontrager to bring it in for the Panthers to start the fourth quarter.
All set to go. Bontrager does that. Ian Ross with the basketball. He'll hold it up in the backcourt, work over the left wing. We'll bring it back out straight away to the outside, looking for a little bit of help. They go to the outer perimeter. It'll be Bontrager. Bontrager over to the right side. Picked up by Brenner. Brenner with the ball over to the left wing now, picking up in the deep left corner. Picking up Ian Ross. He works on the left wing. He's going to be double teamed. Knocked out of his hand. He out of back. Comes back to Brenner. A three on the way. That's going to be short. And the rebound comes out long. It'll go once again to the outside to Brenner. Brenner picks that one up. It's a little long. And they didn't get the rebound, so Cherry will have it. Cherry brings it down right away to the outside. Now we'll set up Chandler. Chandler with the basketball, top of the key. Works over to the left wing now. They go all the way down. Good move that time. An excellent move by Lucas Parker into the lineup.
So Brenner was red hot in the first half, Rita. He has certainly cooled down here in the second half. And Garen Catholic takes advantage of it. Now they're back within 7.
So we'll see what happens here as Bontrager has it. They go to Brenner. Brenner now on the left wing. Looks for a little bit of help. Goes to Bontrager. Lost the ball momentarily. Got it back. They come back out straight away. Setting it up in the high post, over to the outside of the left wing. It'll be Ian Roush. Roush with the basketball, holds it up on the perimeter. Works over to the left wing now, top of the key. It'll be in the outside. Picked up this time in the outer perimeter. Now they'll just kind of look for an opening. Taking time, and they've got it. Ball comes to Ian Roush. Roush with the ball. What are we going to have there? Should be a blocking foul. Let's see how they call it.
Yeah, good patience by Roush. And then he said, okay, I got Mearns where I want him. And he attacked the basket. And as we said, Mearns will sit down with his fourth foul. And now be Roush to the line for a one and bonus here. With 6:32 to go here in the fourth quarter. So Roush, who's 1-2 on the day, will have to make the first, earn the second.
It's good. Rattled in.
Give him 8. Northwood's lead is 8. And one more coming for Roush.
One more up. And this one's down, too. A little bit hard. Rattled in there, but it went down. 46-37. So Northwood has the lead, and Garen Catholic has the ball. And we have 6:29, rather, left to go in the fourth quarter, the final quarter. We'll come back to the outside. It'll be picked up by Parker. The top of the key shot by Cherry. It's no good, a little bit too hard. And the rebound's going to be picked up by Bontrager. Bontrager looks for help, gets to the outside, and Wolf will bring it up over the line. So Wolf with the ball. Holds it up on the perimeter. Now brings it over the right side. Found an opening to Roush. In. Kicks it inside. Knocked around a couple of times. It's going to be a personal foul.
Again, Roush finds an opportunity and is patient and then attacks the hoop. And he'll have 2 shots. Sorensen picks up the foul. His second. Again, Mearns has been the main guy charged with guarding Roush. And he's on the bench with 4 fouls. And Roush this time will have 2 shots.
Ian's first one is up, and it's good straight away.
Give him 10. Again, he only had 2 at halftime. So it was the Brenner show in the first half, Rita. It's been the Roush Brothers show here in the second half.
Another one up, and it's good again. Got 2 for 2 at the line. That helps the cause. It's now 48-37. It's an 11-point lead for the Panthers. We'll bring it up over the line and set it up. Over to Cherry. Top of the key. It comes to Chandler. Over to the right side to Cherry. Chandler, he's going to take a long 3. That's good. Beautiful.
Much-needed 3-point make. Just the first of the half, and in fact, just the second of the game for the Garen Catholic Eagles.
So Ian Roush has the ball. It's now 48-40. Basketball on the outside of the left wing. Wolf has the ball. Tries to drop it down low, and it's taken away. So it's going to be taken away by Chandler. He'll clear the deck. Parker couldn't get it. Brings it back out. Cherry for a long 3. Good. Good, good, good. That was a long one.
Timeout for Northwood. 5:24 to go. Garen Catholic back within 5. We're back in a minute on WR Study Sports.
Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating is highly committed to investing in high-tech equipment that is necessary to satisfy your needs. Their 30-plus years of experience lets them offer 5-axis plasma cutting, 3-axis water jet cutting, rolling quarter-inch stick or 1-inch stick by 8. Of course, Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating offers welding, mobile services, braking, punching, and shearing. Call 574-269-1804 for a free quote or immediate service. For more information, visit the website warsaweng.com.
You know, a lot of banking apps let you do the same things, like check your balance in your PJs, deposit checks during your workout, and transfer funds from, well, anywhere. But because we're a trusted bank in the neighborhood, the First Source app comes with a walk-in option, so you can talk face-to-face, not just face-to-phone. First Source Bank.
Member FDIC. Download the First Source app on the App Store or Google Play.
News, sports, and weather every weekday on Classic Hits. 107.3 WRSW.
Before those 2 makes, Garen Catholic was just 1-12 from beyond the arc. But 2 in a row for the Eagles get them as close as they've been since the first quarter. 48-43, Northwood still with the lead, but Coach Wolf takes his first timeout. I think a good timeout there, Rita, as Garen Catholic was coming alive. And again, just 1 turnover can change things dramatically, and that's what Garen Catholic took advantage of there. Great job moving the ball around, setting up that second 3 by Cherry. He came in, Reed, only averaging 4 a game, but he's the guy that has risen to the occasion for the Eagles. He has 12 points, helping in this comeback.
Well, he's really helped Chandler tremendously. Chandler before was doing all the work himself. Now all of a sudden you got two guys who are working it, and that makes a huge difference.
And again, Sorensen, their leading scorer at 15 a game, only has six. So he's singing out there, and now Garen Catholic will show full court pressure.
Long look. Gotta get it. Got it. Ian Ross with the ball. Brings it over the line by himself. Does a 360, lost the ball. It'll be picked up in the backcourt by Sanders. Bringing it up over the line quickly. He's Cherry with the ball. 48-43 Northwood. Garen Catholic with the basketball. Let's see what they can do. They'll set it up top of the key. It'll be held up on the outside by Cherry. Cherry works the ball on the right wing now. It'll be picked up with the underneath. Turn around is up. And it's good.
What a move. What a move by Sanders. It's all of a sudden a one possession game with 4:52 to go. And so it will be Brenner with the basketball. Brenner will have it. Brenner at the top of the key. We'll look on the right side. Gets it over to Bontrager. Bontrager looking to create space. Back to Ian Roush. Roush being pressured. Now to Brenner, who's scoreless this half. Brenner works on the right side. Brenner makes a crossover move. Looks underneath. Bontrager dump pass to Tyler Roush. Up and in. What a big play there by Bontrager. And a much, much needed basket there, Rita, for Northwood.
Oh, my gosh. That was a great play. They got it where they needed to go. And that was good. 50-45. Still just 5 points. Ball over to the left wing now as we set up the play action to Garen Catholic. They come back out to Jerry into the inside. No room. Jump pass. No shot. Rebound comes to Roush.
A little too difficult that time for Parker.
Yeah, he thought about it, but it was better not to even let Charlie try it. Ball comes back out of the outside. It'll be Roush with it. Roush in the outside. You can hear the Garen Catholic people behind us really trying to pump up their team. Ball over to the left wing now. Comes the outside to Wolf. Wolf double team. Back later. Oh, ball hit Ian Roush in the face. Now down low. There it goes. That's Ty Sanders.
So now, again, it's just a three-point game, and nearly stolen. Like has nothing to lose right now.
And they really have to be very careful. You know, that bad pass that hit me and Ralph to the face caused that last problem. So being careful is the name of the game as well. We'll bring it over to the right side. It'll be picked up by the outer perimeter. Top of the key now. Over to the left wing to Bontrager. Bontrager with the basketball. Top of the key we go. Over to the deep right corner. It'll be picked up by Brenner. Brenner with the basketball. High on the outside to Wolf. Wolf with the ball. Back over once again to the left wing. It'll be picked up in the left corner. Let's see what they can do now as they reload. And timeout's going to be called by Aaron Wolf.
Be a full timeout. 2:52 to go here in the fourth quarter. It is Northwood 50, Garen Catholic 47. We're back in a minute on WRSW.
Terry and Julia Clemens of the Deaton Clemens Funeral Home in Bourbon and the Deaton Clemens Van Gilder Funeral Home in Plymouth are ready to serve you and your family in your time of need. Whether you need grief counseling, immediate services, or would like to know about planning, there are many options now. If you have questions, they can help. Carrying out your family's wishes is their priority. The Deaton Clemens Funeral Home in Bourbon and the Deaton Clemens Van Gilder Funeral Home in Plymouth will give you and your family compassionate care.
The success of your agricultural business depends on the quality of your equipment, but most farmers are looking for ways to cut costs so they can reduce risk and invest more money in their crops. And fast service means you can get a head start on your farm work. That leads to greater profits. No one understands that more than Bain Welker. Bain Welker offers a wide range of farm all tractors and Case IH parts. Quality equipment and affordable prices are at Bain Welker on Iris Road in Plymouth. At Bain Welker, you'll find farmers helping farmers.
The Lake City Morning Show, weekdays at 6 on Classic Hits 107.3 WRSW.
2:52 to go here in the fourth quarter, a one-possession game. Northwood has led throughout, Rita, but what a push here by Garen Catholic. And again, it's that time and score. You don't want to get too conservative, but yet you don't want to do a silly play either. So here in the fourth quarter, Northwood has only attempted three shots. They're 4-4 from the free throw line, but Garen Catholic, after just shooting 2 of 16 in that third quarter, have backed it up, going 5 of 7 here in the fourth. Northwood, Bontrager, Brenner, Wolf, and the Roush brothers on the floor. Garen Catholic will set the man-to-man defense. Three timeouts left for Northwood. Two timeouts left for Garen Catholic. The Eagles have committed 9 fouls, Northwood 7. That means the Eagles' next foul will send Northwood to a double bonus.
Okay, here we go. Brenner has it. Brenner now with the basketball, holds up to the outside. It'll be picked up by Wolf. Top of the key, Ian Ross. Ian Ross with the ball, can't go inside. They go back over to the left wing. It'll be picked up by Tyler Ross, and it's good for 10-footer.
Just a fundamental play all the way for the Panthers. A big basket to push their lead to 5 with 2.5 to go.
52-47. Here we come in the backcourt. It'll be picked up by Jack Cherry. Cherry with the basketball comes over to Chandler. Chandler takes it all the way to the rack. Lays up 2. What a great move that was.
He got isolated over against Tyler Rouse and able to finesse it over the top.
So we'll pick it up in the backcourt. Now Rouse will have it. Rouse will have the basketball in the backcourt to bring it up over the 10-second line, leading by 3. We'll bring it back out to the outside. Holding it up in the right wing now, top of the key. It'll be Rouse. Rouse back out once again to Brenner. Brenner with the basketball, brings it around the hole in the inside, tries to move, fires it up too wide, too hard. Ball's going to be picked up underneath, and it will be picked up by Ty Sanders. Here we come to Garen Catholic. It's going to be picked up by Chandler. He thought about it, changed his mind. We'll come back out. Out to Sanders. Over to Chandler. Back out straight away. 1:46 left. Chandler with the ball. Brings it in the inside. Now takes a little run to the bucket. Got it. And a personal foul call.
What a move there by Chandler, the lone senior starter. 7 points in the quarter, 17 in the game. And he'll have a free throw to try to tie it up.
We want a timeout here if Aaron can get it.
And then the referees are oblivious, and finally Coach Wolf gets it. 1:39 to go here in the fourth. Free throw coming when we come back. 52 for Northwood, 51 for Garen Catholic. We're back in 30 seconds on WRSW Sports.
Basketball is a game where your team could play man defense, zone defense, motion offense, press. You could focus on shooting threes or scoring in the post. Whatever strategy you use, in order to win the game, your team needs a head coach with an effective game plan. We at Alder & Bergen can help you develop and implement a financial game plan for your family's future.
Let Alder & Bergen be the head coach of your financial planning team. Alder & Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at alderforbergen.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Let's get back to tonight's high school sports event on Classic Hits 107.3 WRSW.
1:39 to go in the game. Mike Woodson has made his appearance.
Yep, he's here.
So he'll get ready for the second game. But right now, Garen Catholic, who has never led, has never been tied, will have a big free throw here. Foul on Bontrager, who is his third, and it will be Chandler to the line. He's an 83% free throw shooter. He has not been there today.
I would think it's money, and it is money. So now we're tied, first time today, 52-52. It'll be Northwood's basketball. They'll bring it in the backcourt. It'll be Ian Ross to bring it up over the line. Ross with the basketball, holds it up in the backcourt, brings it back out straight away. It's Wolf. Wolf with it, holds it up in the perimeter with 1:27 left to go in the game. We'll bring it over the right side. It'll be Rouse. Rouse with the ball, looks ahead, can't get it away. He'll scoop it back out to Brenner. Brenner's been very quiet the second half, has the ball. He'll bring it in the attacking zone, can't get anything done. They'll bring it back out to Rouse. Ian Rouse with the ball.
They'll change the offensive set, and Coach Wolf says, Rouse, set it up.
So he does. Ian has it in the backcourt, being hawked right away by Ty Sanders. Rouse with the ball, goes over the right side to Bontrager. Back out once again to Brenner. He goes over the left wing. I thought he was going to take a three.
I think he was, and they got challenged.
Ball comes back out top of the key. It'll be Ian Rouse. Rouse to the ball. Back out once again to the outside to Wolf. Declaring the time down. 44 seconds left to go. Obviously going to go for this last shot. It'll be going for Wolf. Basketball hung up the outside. It'll be picked up by Tyler Ross. Back once again to Wolf. Wolf for the ball. Holds it up on the perimeter of the right wing. It'll be picked up top of the key to Bontrager. Bontrager back to Wolf. Top of the key comes to Ian Rouse. He's got to take it all the way down. No call. But the ball's loose and Ian got it back.
And it'll be a timeout taken with 21 seconds to go. 52-52 is our score. We're back in 1 minute on WRSW, or check that, 30 seconds on WRSW Sports.
21 years ago, Circle M Springs started out as a custom spring manufacturer. Now they are a full-service precision machine shop. Circle M Springs services many industries, including medical device, aerospace, and military defense. Circle M provides outstanding customer service, as well as engineering assistance for your designs. Circle M Springs produces products ranging from bone screws to components for missile guidance systems. Visit the Circle M Springs Facebook page or call Circle M Springs.
Local weather, 7 days a week on Classic Hits 107.3 WRSW.
21 and 8-tenths of a second left. 52-52 is our score. Northwood takes the timeout. They have one remaining. Here in Catholic with two. What a play by Roush to get the rebound, Rita. I guess he kind of got hacked at as he attacked the basket, but maintained things and got the rebound. Northwood didn't like where they were set up, so again, it'll be a tough spot to inbound on the sideline, but still a good offensive opportunity for the Panthers. They were trying to kind of lull Garen Catholic to sleep, Rita, and then Roush attacked. And now it will be Northwood to bring it in on the sideline as Garen Catholic has came storming back. Northwood's led by as many as 14 a couple occasions, once in the first half, once in the second half. And now it will be the Panthers to have Bontrager to inbound. Tyler and Ian Roush on the floor, Brenner and Wolf, the five guys on the court for the Panthers.
First time for a tie in the game?
Yes. No, Garen Catholic has never led. Now it will be Bontrager to inbound on the sideline.
Okay, we're all set to go now.
And it will be Garen Catholic coming back out in that man-to-man defense. And let's see, they're not guarding Bontrager, bringing it in.
So everybody position for this one.
And again, they're waiting for television to come back. They're back. And so it will be Bontrager to get ready here.
Okay, a lot of nerves all the way around for this one, you're sure. 52-52, 21 seconds left to go. Northwood with the ball. They'll bring it in. It will come off the hands of Bontrager. Bontrager with the ball goes to Brenner. Brenner now with the basketball on the high post. Holds it up. Is he going to go for the last shot, or is it going to overtime? Hold it in the backcourt. He's just going to hold it back there. 12 seconds now. Down to 10. Down to 9 and 8 and 7. Something's going to have to start happening, and it will happen. He'll go all the way down. It lays it up. No good. Rebound comes to Garen Catholic. They'll bring it down and just sweep it up. It won't go. We've got overtime.
We'll play. Another 4 minutes. 52-52 is our score. We'll come back with the overtime session in 1 minute here on WRSW Sports.
Craig Welding of Bentone started out as a welding shop in 1959. Needless to say, the business has changed, but your needs are still taken care of wherever you are. Craig Welding is in-house or at your business or farm. Call Craig Welding at 800-863-6584 or go to their website. Craig Welding combines skilled and certified welding personnel with a wide range of welding equipment to meet all of your needs. TIG, MIG, and arc welding can be done when you need it. Craig Welding, 825 west of Bentone, a family-owned business serving you since 1959.
Community involvement has always been important to Crossroads Bank, and one way they show that is by supporting the local schools. Whether it's cheering them on in the stands or taking part in community programs, you'll find Crossroads Bank rooting for the home team. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Where your bank and your life meet, Crossroads Bank.
Kenny Edwards has the afternoon drive. Weekdays at 2 on Classic Hits 107.3 WRSW.
And so we've gone to overtime. Northwood and Garen Catholic in that third quarter play. Garen Catholic outscored Northwood 17-8. And in that quarter, the Eagles shot 7-9 from the field, while Northwood was just 2-7. What a comeback, keyed by Chandler for the Eagles. And so we start it all up again, Rita. Foul trouble, nobody with Northwood with more than three fouls. Murrins has been on the bench a long time before, but he'll come out to start this fourth quarter of play. Northwood will come out with their starting five of Wolf, Roush, Brenner, and Bontrager.
Okay, let's get this thing ready to roll because it's been a long game, which we thought would end pretty abruptly, but instead we have overtime.
And they'll jump it up here, and it will be Tyler Rouse going up against Murrins to jump it up.
So the ball's in the air, and it's tipped around, and it'll be picked up by Garen Catholic to start. It will be Chandler with the basketball. Chandler now holds it up in the backcourt, works over to the left wing, takes it all the way down, and brings it back out again. So they'll look for something good. Everybody needs to look for every possession being important. Shot's going to be up, and that won't go. It's going to be a personal foul. It's going up for the shot was Murrins, and he missed it, but he'll go for two.
Bontrager got a lot of ball there, but he picks up the foul. That'd be his fourth. And Murrins will go to the line, trying to give Garen Catholic their first lead of the day. Murrins, a 70% free throw shooter, 3 of 3.
Today. First one all the way, and it's good.
And again, that is the first lead all day for the Eagles. Murrins will check out if he hits the second free throw again because he plays with four fouls.
One more up, and it is no good. And the rebound comes to Rouse. It will be Tyler Rouse. And we'll get it back out straight away to the outside, and Brenner will have it. Brenner now will bring it up over the line for the Northwood Panthers. 73-72, Garen Catholic. Is that their first lead?
Yeah.
Okay. The ball comes over to the right side. Shots up. Ian Rouse, you got it.
And again, Murrins didn't want to commit to anything, and so Northwood back in front, 54-53.
So we're looking now at a one-point lead, and the ball's in the hands of Garen Catholic. They'll bring it over the left, now to the right. Bring it over the deep right corner. It'll be picked up in the right corner by Sorensen. Sorensen with the ball holds up top of the key. Sorensen works over to the right side. They go to Cherry. Cherry twists, turns, fires, can't get it to go. And the rebound comes to Tyler Ross. So we're down the other end quickly. We'll pick up Brenner. Brenner now with the basketball, holds it up in the perimeter, twists it around the inside. Nice pass across court. Wolf is alone, and he got a three. That was huge.
Huge play by Brenner, and a huge make by Wolf in Northwood by four. Timeout, Garen Catholic.
57-53.
2:45 to go in the overtime. Timeout taken by the Eagles. We'll be back in 1 minute on WRSW Sports.
Farmers Drainage in Bourbon is a drainage tile contractor. A GPS survey and design your farmland for the best drainage system based on your soil type, elevations, and your budget. Craig and his team install ag drainage pipe and dual wall mains with a wheel trencher and propelled tile plow, serving Marshall, Kosciuszko, Fulton, Stark, and LaPorte counties. Visit Farmers Drainage behind the American Legion in Bourbon or call 574-342-0870.
Loading the kids in the car. Brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
For all of your insurance needs, visit Jennings Insurance Agency, US 31 in Argus, or 101 South Main Street in Rochester.
News, sports, and weather every weekday on Classic Hits. 107.3 WRSW.
It's the little plays at times that makes the big keys. You think about Garen Catholic. Before that last free throw miss, they were 12 of 12. But they miss, so it's only a one-point lead for them. Rouse at the other end takes advantage because, again, Murrins the free throw shooter. He misses it. He has to stay on the floor with his four fouls, so he really can't challenge Rouse like they've done so much today. And Rouse was able to score, and then a miss at the other end, and a great play by Brenner to set up his teammate Wolf. And Northwood by four, still lots of time left, 2:45 to go in the overtime of this 3A state championship game.
It's been a dandy. A little bit more heart-stopping than anybody thought it might be by the middle of the game, that's for sure. Okay, we'll set the ball on the outside to Chandler, and he'll bring it up over the line. Chandler now with the ball works against Brenner. Works over to the left wing. It'll be picked up deep in the left corner. Back out straight away to the left corner again. Looking for an opening. No opening yet. comes straight away to the inside. There is an opening.
Blocked.
It's going to be blocked. It was a shot taken by Sorensen, but it was blocked, and Northwood has the ball back.
And it was Tyler Rouse again with a huge block.
Well, that kid's been a great one again tonight, and they got him for two more years. Ball comes underneath to Brenner. Brenner now fires one up. Got it all square.
They tried to dive underneath. Page, first point since the first half.
59-53 now Northwood. Underneath, Chandler doesn't have room. Ball's going to be loose. They'll try it again, and that's going to be a personal foul on Brenner. But that's okay. They stopped that shot. Now they'll have to earn it from the line with Ty Sanders.
He'll have to. What a big play by Roush, and Brenner attacked the basket the other end. Cade will pick up the foul. That is his second foul of the game.
Let's go!
And Sanders at the line down to 2:04 to go in the overtime. Gearing Catholic facing a six-point deficit.
It's up and it's good. Straight away.
And their free throw shooting's been outstanding. Now 13 of 14 in the game.
He was asked to tuck in his shirt.
And he did.
There's several of them that should be tucking in their shirts. A little bit more on their mind than their shirts right now. Shots up, short, rebound, Tyler Rouse. We'll bring it back once again to the outside. It'll be picked up, and Ian Rouse will bring it up over the line. Ian raises horses over the right side and threw it away.
He just kind of lost the dribble that time.
Yeah, he did. He went a little bit too deep and didn't know where to go, and that took it away. Chandler fires it up, got two more.
4-point turnaround there, and a back to a 3-point game.
59-56, Northwood. Basketball off to Brenner. Brenner over the line. Quickly. Stops up short. Puts it up short. The rebound picked up this time and underneath. It'll be picked up by Cardinal. And it's going to be Graham. He can't get it on the three attempt. Picked up now by Tyler Ross, and he's going to be fouled.
Well, at the other end, it was a great defensive play by Cardinal to stand tall, so Brenner had no angle. And at this end, Chandler thought he had a great three, and it looked good, leaving his hands just a little short. But now, double bonus, and Tyler Rouse will be at the line. His free throw shooting has improved as the season has gone along, but it's still 60% on the year. His first attempts of the day, his team's lead is three with 1:25 to go in the first overtime.
And he will have two. It's up and it's good.
15 points now for the sophomore. Offensive, defensive substitution for the Eagles as they bring Murns and Parker back in the game. As sitting down is Cardinal as well as Sanders for the Eagles.
One more up and it's good again. 61-56. Northwood leads it in overtime with 1:23 left to go in the action. The ball comes back out the outside. Turnaround shot is good by Sorensen. It's not good, rather. He put it up. It looked good going up, but it did not go. So Brenner will have the ball. Knocked around a couple of times. He gets it off the outside. We'll bring it over the left wing. It'll be Bontrager. Goes up tough. Fires it up himself and got two more.
They didn't think he'd shoot it. He did. He got his first basket. It's a 7-point lead.
63-56 Northwood. Ball down low. Shot's going to be up. It will not go this time by Chandler, and he'll be taking a trip to the line.
Late whistle, but a loud whistle because there's so many fans screaming right now. Brenner picks up the foul, his third, and that will be sending Chandler to the line for two free throws.
Yes, it is very loud in here.
56 seconds to go. Northwood by 7. 63-56. Chandler, 1 of 1 on the day from the line.
It's up and it's good.
He's got 21 in the game. That senior certainly rose to the occasion, bringing his team back.
Did he have an 11-point average coming in?
Yes.
And now he has how many?
21.
That's rising to the occasion. He got them here.
13 in the second half in overtime.
Second one up, and it's good again, straight away. Okay, now we're looking at a 63-58 count. Backcourt pressure all the way along the line now. We'll see what Northwood can do to fight it. Brenner brings it up over the line, and he's going to be fouled.
Foul on Cherry. And Brenner will step to the line. Has only been there twice today. 2 for 2, 25 points. But remember, he had 23 in the first half. Has not been able to dial it up. But he's made some huge other plays setting up his teammates.
So Brenner's first one is good.
Give him 26.
His team lead now is 6, and he can make it a 3-possession game if he makes this one, as we're down to 50 and 8-tenths of a second left. And Coach Wolf tells Bontrager and Tyler Ross to get off the line. He doesn't want a silly over-the-back foul in case Brenner misses the free throw.
Second one on the way, and it's good again.
And he made it, so they didn't really have to worry about it.
65-58 now. We're down to 48 seconds left. Northwood with the lead in overtime. Shot's going to be up. It's a 3, and it's a beauty. Put that one up, and that's Jack Sherry.
And a timeout taken with 43 seconds to go. Northwood by 4, 65-61. We're back in a minute on WRSW.
With the IRS throwing money at the audit and compliance side of the tax industry, Kate's Tax Service is including $1 million tax audit defense and identity theft restoration services with all their 1040 tax returns. At Kate's Tax Service, they have offered professional tax service since 1980. They specialize in individual, ministers, sole proprietors, farms, rentals, and truck drivers, and they are open year-round. Call Kate's Tax Service at 574-268-8881. That's 268-8881 to schedule your appointment or visit katestax.com.
Boating season is getting closer every day. Are you ready for big family fun? Splendor Boats is here to serve you with Warsaw's only marine store with a complete service department on Winona Avenue, right across the street from the Winona Lake Public Boat Launch. See them to get your spring maintenance scheduled or shop for a new custom-built catamaran or Quest pontoons. For all of your boating needs for the coming boating season, see Splendor Boats and online at SplendorBoatsWarsaw.com. Splendor Boats, real people, real products, real quality.
The Lake City Morning Show, weekdays at 6 on Classic Hits 107.3 WRSW.
30 seconds remaining here in the fourth quarter of overtime session. Northwood up by 4, 65-61, 10 team fouls in each squad. Garen Catholic still has a timeout remaining. Northwood with 2, because again, remember, you gain a timeout with each overtime. Panthers will work against full court pressure, but what a nice shot there, Rita, by Cherry. And
yes.
That junior has risen to the occasion. He only averages 4. Averages 15.
Well, that's amazing. It's a state tournament.
Yeah.
And you want to get your best out of every kid, and they've done that here in the last stretch.
So it will be Bontrager to bring it in. Again, the starting five on the floor for the Panthers. And Bontrager to bring it in.
Okay, we'll see what happens now. We have 43 seconds left. Bontrager will bring the trigger in, and he gets it into Aaron Ross. It's going to be a backcourt pressure, but it's going to be solved this time. Brenner all the way down. Oh, looky here.
Oh, he missed the dunk.
Oh, he tried it. He tried to dunk, and it came out to him. Tyler couldn't quite get that one to go. Ross missed it, and the ball goes down low, and we're going to have a personal foul at the other end.
Coach Wolf beside himself, and so instead of a 6-point game, it's a 4-point game.
The big ones are out. Izzo's here, too.
Yeah, and going to the line will be Sorensen. That might have clinched it for Northwood, but instead, Sorensen will have 2 free throws to make a 1-possession game. 27 seconds still remaining. Sorensen with one more coming. Again, Sorensen will have the free throw working.
One more up, and it's good. Wow. 65-63 now. Looking down with 27 seconds left to go in the game. You got to get it down there. Oh, Brenner was tripped. Nobody saw that one.
Oh, he threw it away.
He threw it away. The ball's going to be picked up on the outside. Deep in the left wing. Back out once again. They have time to set up a good shot. They've got 16 seconds. We'll come back out once again to the outside. It's going to be down the line. It's going to be another personal foul on Northwood.
They're going to get a timeout first. Which do they have?
Did they
a foul
get it?
Or a timeout? Roush grabbed him as he attacked the hoop.
Did he get the timeout?
I think he got the timeout instead of foul.
That's good.
If you're Northwood, that's really good.
Yes, that's very good.
11 seconds to go. Northwood by 2, 65-63. And we're back in 1 minute on WRSW Sports.
Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating is highly committed to investing in high-tech equipment that is necessary to satisfy your needs. Their 30-plus years of experience lets them offer 5-axis plasma cutting, 3-axis water jet cutting, rolling quarter-inch thick or 1-inch thick by 8. Of course, Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating offers welding, mobile services, braking, punching, and shearing. Call 574-269-1804 for a free quote or immediate service. For more information, visit the website warsaweng.com.
First Source Bank is here to help you with your financial needs. For over 150 years, we've been a community bank offering strong, stable, and personal service to tailor the right solution for you. We're available in person by appointment, over the phone, and through drive-up lanes. That, with ATMs, online, and mobile banking apps, makes it very convenient to bank from wherever you are. Call, tap, swipe, or go online to firstsource.com. That's the number one, S-T, source.com. First Source Bank, member FDIC.
Let's get back to tonight's high school sports event on Classic Hits 107.3 WRSW.
11 7/10 seconds to go. Northwood clinging to a 2-point lead. Looked to be in excellent position, but a missed dunk and a turnover has allowed Garen Catholic life steal. That is the last time out for Garen Catholic, so they'll have the ball underneath their basket. Trailing it by 2, and Northwood's defense going to have to be strong. Again, Garen Catholic has hit a couple of threes, and they'll inbound with Cherry on the baseline. Rita?
Okay, here we go. So, Cherry will have it. Fronting him will be Wolf. And they'll look for the ball. They look for the ball for the pass. The ball's not in yet. It's not in yet. No, it is. We go over to the right side. It'll be picked up by Cardinal. Back out straight away to the right wing. Sorensen has the ball. Holds it up. Brings it over to the right side. Trying to get a shot off here. The shot's going to be low and out of bounds. Let's see where it goes. It's out of bounds.
Goes to Northwood as it goes off of Murren's hands. What great defense for the Panthers.
Yes, they were in their faces.
2 seconds left and a timeout taken by Northwood. The Panthers up 65-63. We're back in 30 seconds on WRSW Sports.
Terry and Julia Clemens of the Deaton Clemens Funeral Home in Bourbon and the Deaton Clemens Van Gilder Funeral Home in Plymouth are ready to serve you and your family in your time of need. Whether you need grief counseling, immediate services, or would like to know about planning, there are many options now. If you have questions, they can help. Carrying out your family's wishes is their priority. The Deaton Clemens Funeral Home in Bourbon and the Deaton Clemens Van Gilder Funeral Home in Plymouth will give you and your family compassionate care.
Local weather, 7 days a week on Classic Hits 107.3 WRSW.
Well, it's John Calipari has joined Izzo and Coach Woodson down there, Rita. They're all lined up to be here for the 4A game, but they've seen quite a competitive 3A game. What defense Northwood has gotten here because of their defense, Rita, and what a big defensive stand that time prevented the 3-point shot. And Aaron Catholic,
probably the play of the day. The play of the night, rather. That was the big play right there.
Northwood took the timeout. They need to inbound it. They're up by 2. And it'll be Bontrager to bring it in for the Panthers. Garen Catholic comes out of their huddle as well. And Bontrager will be the trigger man. Don't be surprised if Northwood throws it deep, Rita, even if they turn it over, as Bontrager will bring it in.
Okay, that time to set it up. It's going to be Bontrager. Gets it into Brenner, and that's going to be a personal foul right away.
And Brenner will have 2 free throws. They actually took a 1 1/10 seconds left, and Bobby Allen wants an explanation, wants more time put on the clock, and I'd probably be doing the same thing, too.
Yes, absolutely. You'd plead for that. Of course you would. So, Cade Brenner. Big opportunity here to kind of make sure that you have a little breathing room.
And again, the officials are discussing, make sure there's 9/10 seconds left, or they're going to put time back on the clock.
And he will have 2, correct?
Yes. Brenner, 4 for 4 on the day, 27 points to lead the Panther cause. And they're probably going to put some more time back up, and they'll probably make it to 1.2, or ask the Olin official what he thinks. So they'll reset it. Nope, not 12 seconds. The Northwood fans say, no, we don't like that. The Garen Catholics say, and say, yes, we like that. Now, 1 2/10 of a second, and I think that's appropriate. And it will be Cade Brenner the line, and he can clinch it if he can hit them both here, Rita. Remember, yep. Garen Catholics out of timeouts.
So no pressure here. Brenner puts the first one up, and he got it. It rattled him around and finally fell in.
Give him 28 in the game. His team's lead is 3.
It didn't want to go in, but it did.
And this one is huge.
It's up, and it's no good. And the rebound comes over the right side. They're going to flip one up at the buzzer, and it does not go. And that's the end of the game. And the Northwood Panthers have won it in overtime. 66-63 in overtime. Northwood proved tonight for sure they are number one. We'll come back and tell you how it all happened. Get into the celebration after we take this 2-minute break on WRSW Sports.
The success of your agricultural business depends on the quality of your equipment, but most farmers are looking for ways to cut costs so they can reduce risk and invest more money in their crops. And fast service means you can get a head start on your farm work. That leads to greater profits. No one understands that more than Bain Welker. Bain Welker offers a wide range of farm all tractors and Case IH parts. Quality equipment and affordable prices are at Bain Welker on Iris Road in Plymouth. At Bain Welker, you'll find farmers helping farmers.
Basketball is a game where your team could play man defense, zone defense, motion offense, press. You could focus on shooting threes or scoring in the post. Whatever strategy you use, in order to win the game, your team needs a head coach with an effective game plan. We at Alder for Bergen can help you develop and implement a financial game plan for your family's future.
Let Alder for Bergen be the head coach of your financial planning team. Alder for Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at alderforbergen.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
21 years ago, Circle M Spring started out as a custom spring manufacturer. Now they are a full-service precision machine shop. Circle M Spring services many industries, including medical device, aerospace, and military defense. Circle M provides outstanding customer service as well as engineering assistance for your designs. Circle M Spring produces products ranging from bone screws to components for missile guidance systems. Visit the Circle M Springs Facebook page or call Circle M Springs.
Craig Welding of Bentone started out as a welding shop in 1959. Needless to say, the business has changed, but your needs are still taken care of wherever you are. Craig Welding is in-house or at your business or farm. Call Craig Welding at 800-863-6584 or go to their website. Craig Welding combines skilled and certified welding personnel with a wide range of welding equipment to meet all of your needs. TIG, MIG, and arc welding can be done when you need it. Craig Welding, 825 west of Bentone, a family-owned business serving you since 1959.
Involvement has always been important to Crossroads Bank, and one way they show that is by supporting the local schools. Whether it's cheering them on in the stands or taking part in community programs, you'll find Crossroads Bank rooting for the home team. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Where your bank and your life meet, Crossroads.
Kenny Edwards has the afternoon drive, weekdays at 2, on Classic Hits 107.3 WRSW.
Just talking to Aaron Wolf. They show his wife up in the stand, and you and I both know they had an article and a lot of video how she watches a lot of film too, and it's a family affair indeed for Northwood, and congratulations to the Panther Nation, Rita. Much deserved. Just so happy for Northwood as they win it 66-63. Credit Garen Catholic. They certainly made this
a great game.
But Northwood was challenged all the way through, and the Panthers prevail 66-63. Northwood led in scoring by Cade Brenner with 28 points. Tyler Rouse, the sapling, with 16. His brother Ian with 11. All nine of those 11 in the second half. Ethan Wolf had 9. 2 for Brock Bontrager. J.J. Payne and Keegan Stats played but did not score. Meanwhile, for Garen Catholic, 22 for Camilla Chandler. And what a senior performance he put together. 12 above his average. 15 points then for Jack Cherry. 8 points for Robert Sorensen. 6 for Dolan Murrens. 7 for Ty Chandler. Sanders made that. Lucas Parker with 5 off the bench. Bryson Cardinal played but did not score. It was 18-7 Northwood after one quarter of play. They had 17 in that second quarter, but Gearing Catholic put up 20, and Northwood's lead was 8 at halftime, 35-27. In the third quarter, Northwood outscored Gearing Catholic by a margin of 9-8 to lead at 44-35. But what a comeback by Gearing Catholic in that fourth quarter, outscoring Northwood 17-8, and we went overtime tied at 52. Northwood wins it all, Rita, because Ian Rouse has been named the Mental Attitude Award winner as well.
That's the bonus.
Yeah.
And that's a double bonus. They had to work very hard to win this 66-63 in overtime. And then having Ian win this, all the problems that that family's had, and then the trials and the tribulations over the last couple of years, certainly have turned out to be a gargantuan victory here tonight for them, for the two brothers, for the family, and for the Northwood family indeed, who got them through some rough times after they lost their mother. Couldn't be any more perfect than this.
We'll come back and tell you a little bit of what Ian says and continue to celebrate a state championship for Northwood. 66-63. We're back in 2 minutes on WRSW Sports.
Farmers Drainage in Bourbon is a drainage tile contractor. They install subsoil drainage for local ag producers and commercial contractors. A GPS survey and design your farmland for the best drainage system based on your soil type, elevations, and your budget. Craig and his team install ag drainage pipe and dual wall mains with a wheel trencher and propelled tile plow, serving Marshall, Kosciuszko, Fulton, Stark, and LaPorte counties. Visit Farmers Drainage behind the American Legion in Bourbon or call 574-3420.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
For all of your insurance needs, visit Jennings Insurance Agency, US 31 in Argus, or 101 South Main Street in Rochester.
With the IRS throwing money at the audit and compliance side of the tax industry, Kate's Tax Service is including $1 million tax audit defense and identity theft restoration services with all their 1040 tax returns. At Kate's Tax Service, they have offered professional tax service since 1980. They specialize in individual, ministers, sole proprietors, farms, rentals, and truck drivers, and they are open year-round. Call Kate's Tax Service at 574-268-8881. That's 268-8881 to schedule your appointment or visit katestax.com.
Boating season is getting closer every day. Are you ready for big family fun?
Splendor Boats is here to serve you with Warsaw's only marine store with a complete service department on Winona Avenue, right across the street from the Winona Lake Public Boat Launch. See them to get your spring maintenance scheduled or shop for a new custom-built catamaran or Quest pontoons. For all of your boating needs for the coming boating season, see Splendor Boats and online at splendorboatswarsaw.com. Splendor Boats, real people, real products, real quality.
Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating is highly committed to investing in high-tech equipment that is necessary to satisfy your needs. Their 30-plus years of experience lets them offer 5-axis plasma cutting, 3-axis water jet cutting, rolling quarter-inch thick or 1-inch thick by 8. Of course, Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating offers welding, mobile services, braking, punching, and shearing. Call 574-269-1804 for a free quote or immediate service. For more information, visit the website warsaweng.com.
You know, a lot of banking apps let you do the same things, like check your balance in your PJs, deposit checks during your workout, and transfer funds from, well, anywhere. But because we're a trusted bank in the neighborhood, the First Source app comes with a walk-in option, so you can talk face-to-face, not just face-to-phone. First Source Bank.
Member FDIC. Download the First Source app on the App Store or Google Play.
News, sports, and weather every weekday on Classic Hits. 107.3 WRSW.
Well, Rita, needless to say, a very emotional mental attitude.
Oh, my. When his dad looked over him, and Lynn and I were sitting there watching, and we read his lips, and he said, "Mama would be so proud of you." And I thought, just rips your heart out. But by the same token, Mama would be so proud of those boys and the way they've all handled all of this. And I just happen to think, I really believe she's seen it. I really believe she is.
Northwood, a winner, 66-63 in the 3A championship game. Ian Roush, the Mental Attitude Award winner. Northwood wins their fourth state championship overall and their first in boys basketball. Final stats and facts brought to you by Elder for Bergen and Company. Northwood shoots 23 of 49 for 47% of the game. They were 8 of 18 from beyond the arc at 44% and 12 of 15 from the free throw line at 80%. Conversely, Garen Catholic, 21 of 49 for 43%. They were 4 of 17 from beyond the arc at 24%, and a great job by the Catholic, Garen Catholic Eagles from the free throw line, 17 of 19 of the game at 90%. Rebounds in favor of Northwood, 30 to 24, 10 to 7 on the offensive glass. Turnovers of the game, Northwood with 13, 11 for Garen Catholic. Points off turnovers, Garen Catholic with a 22 to 14 advantage. Points in the paint, Garen Catholic also 34-26. But is Northwood a winner as they win it today by a final count of 66 to 63. So that will wrap up our 3A championship. Rita, do you have any final thoughts before we get take a little bit of a break before the 4-H state championship game?
The only thing I want to say is basically this is a winner for our community, for the Northern Lakes Conference, for the teams who play with and against these kids in the summertime and in the fall. And it certainly is a bonus for us to know that they're in our broadcast area and we can be so proud of what they were able to accomplish this year, ending up with a state championship. It just really tells you that no matter what the adversity, you can make something good out of it. And believe me, Northwood made something really good out of a lot of things this year. Our congratulations to Aaron Wolf. He's just one of the good guys in coaching.
Yeah.
He really is.
Uh-huh.
And he deserves this.
Northwood, your 3A state champion, 66-63. We're probably going to take about a 20 to 25-minute break, and then we'll be back. And it should be a doozy. Undefeated Ben Davis against one of the top players in the country in Flory Badunga. Kokomo in Ben Davis, the 4-H state championship. And I'll echo what Rita has said. Congratulations to Northwood. You're their 3A state champions. And this has been WRSW Sports. Talk to you in a few minutes.